DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Price.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Because I told you.
Samantha.
I am going to have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
Welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am James.
I'm Dan.
And we are alone.
Lonely.
At last.
One is the loneliest.
We have not had shows for the last 2 weeks. The problem is we actually have had shows, and it's been me and Big Jim, and the reason that audio is not up is because technology.
And laziness, I would imagine.
No, it has no laziness. I worked for about 3 hours trying to get the audio fixed this last week, and it just would not fly. There's some latency issues, some things I got to look at. And also, Jim's phone sucks.
Fair enough.
You know, so there's that.
As we know this to have been a problem in the past.
Yes, it seems to have gotten worse. But the cool thing was is for the last 2 weeks, it's just been me and Jim, and he's actually been on. So we're pretty sure that the two of you are like the same sides of magnets, you know, and
we're
you
like
just kind of push
water
off each other.
Don't mix at all.
So, yeah, anytime we have Dan on, it looks like we may not have Jim on.
Which is sad because he makes me laugh.
So, I just got back from an event yesterday called Wild About Game. It's held up at the Resort Mountain up in Welch's. And it's basically an all-day meat and cocktail fest.
Oh, nice.
It is fantastic.
Welcome to Another Podcast.
I am James.
I'm
to
Dan.
Jim.
And we are
posted
alone.
On my Facebook.
Lonely.
About an amazing
brisket.
Melting.
Yes,
we have not had
brisket.
Shows for the last
right
week.
Next to it.
The problem is we actually have had shows. And it's been me and Big Jim. And
Vietnamese,
the reason that audio is not up is
Vietnamese
because
garnish.
Technology.
Fantastic.
There was a lady who was cooking up just
no, it has no laziness.
I worked
that,
for about 3 hours trying to get the audio fixed.
We were on a first name basis
this last
with.
Week, and
nice.
It just would not fly.
And,
there's some latency
some friends
issues.
Of mine.
Some
the guys
things
who
I got to look at. Also, Jim's phone
made
sucks.
A cocktail.
Fair enough.
You know, so there's that.
As we know this to have been a problem
this
in the
kitchen.
Past.
Right. Yes, it seems to have gotten worse.
The
but the cool thing was is for the last 2 weeks, it's
and
just
it
been me and Jim. She's actually been on.
Did you use your inside
so
voice
So we're pretty sure
it?
That
I was,
you
I have
are like the same size of magnets.
Nice.
You know, and
like
just kind of push
water.
Off
we
each
just,
other.
Well, don't.
Yeah, usually, you know, drinking heavy
so, yeah,
of alcohol,
anytime we have Dan on, it
that,
looks like we may not have Jim on.
Which is
usually.
Sad, because now, that being said, the next day, usually
so,
pain will come back.
I just got back from an
gusto.
Event yesterday
luckily,
called Wild
depending on the amount of...
It's, because I drank a whole lot of water
good call.
Welches.
A lot of water.
And, it's and I did have something called Blood Pudding
Cocktail
Ice Fest.
Oh, nice. Oh, you had Blood Pudding.
Is fantastic.
No, Blood Pudding Ice
I,
well,
I
ice cream
sent a
aspect,
picture
though, sounds delicious,
to
but
Jim.
Have
it
you
was
ever had
on my
regular
Facebook.
Blood pudding?
No, I haven't, but I want to.
Amazing brisket.
Now,
yeah.
Like
if it's done
saw
right,
the brisket.
It's really
right next to it
again, this
was
one of those
an
things
amazing
I was telling you and everybody else
pork
in the band.
Belly.
It's like when I went to England.
With Vietnamese.
Those people know how to cook.
Some sort of Vietnamese garnish.
It's like all the tasty
delicious
things.
There was a lady
that
who was cooking
there.
Up just amazing
like
bacon.
To, you know,
that,
make jokes about,
by the end
oh, we'll prepare
of
for bland food.
Event,
it's like I went over there and I came back.
Basis,
going, I want to go back.
I really want to go
and,
over there.
Some friends
I have,
of mine.
In the last
the
5 years or so, I've
gin.
Become... Made a cocktail, and this is really bad because I'm diabetic. I've
Missy,
become
who do the simple kitchen.
An explorer
right.
of food.
A cocktail
yeah.
inspired
I,
by the book.
I really like open. Trying new stuff.
Oh, spice.
And it
and
was. Yesterday I got a chance to try a
did
few
you
things
your
that I hadn't
voice
tried
to
before.
Describe
I had
it?
I was
the first time.
I had...
Yeah, that's fair.
Four of those
that would
in
be
an
something
hour.
I don't think I've ever
nice.
Had.
Either. Some of the stuff
okay.
that
well,
I didn't
yeah,
get a chance
usually,
to try the four,
you know, drinking
we
heavy amounts of alcohol usually
through.
Does dictate that pain goes
but,
away.
Some of the
usually.
Stuff I'm not exactly sure
now,
what it was. We had
that being
Hawaiian
said, the next day usually pain will
that,
come back
like
with a little extra gusto.
Hard to get
luckily,
depending on the amount of
Because I drank a whole lot of water after that.
Yeah, it was
a good call.
A
good
lot
call.
Of water. And I highly recommend
and I did
going.
Have something.
It's held once a year, usually around October. Tickets
blood
are. No, blood pudding ice cream.
Well, the ice cream aspect of it sounds delicious, but
it was.
Have you ever had regular
but
blood
it's,
pudding?
It's no, I haven't, like, but I
I'm
want
just
to.
There hanging out. I'm there working.
But
my wife
really
got to go for the first time.
Again, this was one of those things I was telling you and everybody else in the band.
Now,
it's like, when I went to
explain it to me.
Those people know how to cook for my family.
What exactly tasty, delicious things that were there? Everyone gets together
trying
to make jokes about
support or
prepare for bland food. It's like, I went over there.
It's kind of both.
I really want to go over there.
It's a cooking competition between chefs
in the last
Seattle
5 years or so, I've
Portland.
Become... there are four matchups,
and this
and
is
what
really bad because
they,
I'm diabetic.
They pit
I've become
chef versus a Seattle chef,
an explorer
and say,
of food.
You can make whatever you want.
I
has to be
I really like trying new stuff.
So this year we had...
Yesterday I got a chance to try a few things that I hadn't tried before.
Was.
I had guinea fowl for the first time.
I think it was the antelope, actually.
Yeah, that's fair.
The Hawaiian antelope and then guinea fowl, wild boar.
Some of the stuff that... I didn't get a chance to try the boar because they ran out.
I will agree to want to try all of those.
Yeah.
Save for rabbit.
But some of the stuff I'm not exactly sure what
it was.
We had Hawaiian antelope.
I think I was about
that,
16.
That is like extremely
my,
hard to get
took me out
on the mainland.
Wow. For the very first time in my life. Jesus. It was a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was,
but what it was
quite an event. And I highly recommend
I
going. It's held once a year, usually around
like
October.
Eight or nine of these
tickets
little bastards,
are,
and it was funner than hell to do it. But then we got home, and I had to skin them.
I always get in for free.
And I don't know if you've
but
ever
it's,
had the pleasure
it's not
of
like,
a rabbit, and
I'm
sure I'm
just there hanging out. I'm there working.
About.
But my
but
wife
basically
got to go for the first time, and
skin,
she
like
had
you would grab the nape
blast.
Of the neck on a cat.
Now, yeah,
grab
you
that
just rip
and
it,
just
yeah.
rip it
yeah.
in both directions.
I was a 2-year-old.
And
okay.
Normal age. What exactly is this?
So when my stepdad tried to make like teriyaki or rabbit jerky, I couldn't get
it
wild game in. Or
it's kind of both actually. It's a
no matter how
a
good the flavor was, no matter what we put
between chefs
it in,
in Seattle and chefs
it.
In
ooh,
Portland.
Nice.
There are four matchups, and what happens is
I was,
they pit
a Portland chef versus
enough
a Seattle
to try
chef
rabbit
and
without
say,
having to kill it.
You can make whatever you want,
nah,
but
and it
has
was
to be around this game.
Some of the most
so this year we had, it's the same reason I'm so addicted to duck. I think
you
it was
and
the
my
antelope,
wife
actually.
Would get along very well.
Duck
on
is
that.
Hawaiian
it's
antelope and
delicious.
Then guinea fowl.
Again,
boar,
if cooked right. I think there's I think with any sort of game
games.
I will agree that
we're not while you're terrible
all
ways
those.
To cook. Yeah.
There's also good game
rabbit.
Versus
man
bad
rabbits.
Game.
We don't
like,
get along
no more.
Bear
friends.
It was one of those things where when
bear
I was,
meat,
depending
was
on what
16,
the bear's diet
my
was,
stepfather took
will
me out
reflect
hunting.
The flavors therein.
The
so if
I think that's also
that,
true.
It was a hell of a lot of fun.
Anything.
Well, particularly with bears, if they eat
that
nothing
I
can
but
understand
diet,
I have managed to shoot like
sweet
or nine no matter what you do with
it, it will taste delicious.
But if it's a bear that's been
gorging
on
skin
and
garbage.
And
it will taste
if you've
like
ever
garbage.
Had the pleasure
yeah.
of skinning a
rabbit,
yeah,
and it's
sure
just
Samantha's
the most foulest, disgusting
thing
you've ever had. But you basically grab
a
meat that we have
skin, like
in
you
organ,
the nape of the neck
down
on the cat.
So then
yeah,
grab
and
that and
rip
you just
it,
rip
yeah.
it
that
in
meat
both
is
directions.
Very, very sweet.
And
smell.
Our mule deer that we have it's tends to be ball. Just about right.
So when my stepdad tried to make
elks,
like
depending on
teriyaki
how they're cured, most of the stuff
jerky,
is depending
I
on how you
get
cured.
Past
yeah.
the smell
but,
that was coming through the meat.
Our elks,
and
if
it's cured
like properly,
no how good the flavor
tasty,
was,
no matter what we put it in,
really.
I could smell it. They're very, very strong.
I'm good.
You know, like
I was
fortunate
enough to try rabbit without having to kill it and skin it. And it was
same concept applies if it's done
some
right,
of the most
it can be
flavorful
very
meat
tasty.
Oh yeah,
but if it's done
it's,
poorly,
it's the same reason
like
I'm so addicted to
probably
duck.
Not feed it to a dog.
You and
gross.
My wife would get along very
duck
well
is,
on that.
Is
but yeah, no,
because
I was curious about
again,
it.
Again, if cooked
that up,
right, I think
well,
there's.
Yeah.
I think with any sort of game, there are great ways to cook it.
Well,
terrible. The cool thing is,
there's also
the chefs are doing their thing, but then there's all kinds of other chefs. Who are cooking
bear meat,
and preparing
depending on what the bear's
or,
diet
we
was,
bought some amazing
will
hot
reflect
sauces
the flavors
there.
Therein.
There was,
so if
I
it
think
was a
that's
bear
also
that
true it up with anything.
Well,
to try.
Particularly
there was
with bears, if they
basically
eat nothing but a berry
starters,
diet, mm-hmm. that
meat
is
that you can make stews or you can add
what
into
you
meat
do with it,
and
it
do all kinds of different things with.
But if it's a bear that's been
so,
gorging on
I mean, it's a chance
garbage,
for people to come up
it
and,
will taste
and
like garbage.
You know, swing yeah. their wares.
Literally.
Plus,
and it's just the most foulest,
this year was the first year they had a cocktail contest.
Had.
Which was really interesting.
That we have in but there's down in like southern
there's,
Oregon.
There's brewers up there.
That meat is very, very sweet.
And there was a couple of winemakers up there.
Our mule deer
and,
that we have
every year
tends
that I've been
to
going
just
salt
about
and straw
right
ice cream,
in the middle
which is like
of perfect.
An icon here in Portland.
Elks,
they were up
depending
there
on how
they
they're cured.
Made,
most of the stuff is
ice cream.
Depending
it was
on
like
how
a whole Sunday thing, and it was like fantastic. They had
elks if cured.
They also had a bone marrow with smoked cherries.
They're very, very strong.
Hands down,
you know, like
the best ice creams I've ever had.
Did you ever get a
guess? I can honestly
try,
say I've never had
buffalo
marrow.
When the big
it is a
on.
Very creamy ice cream.
Same concept applies if
it
it's done right.
Far creamier
it can be
than
very
like
tasty.
Your normal
but if it's done
cream.
Poorly,
but
it's worth
a shot.
Like dog
oh, it's fantastic. And it honestly, if I gave you just a thing of bone marrow,
but yeah,
it would taste
no,
like the best.
Because I was curious about it when you brought that
had.
Up. I was like, well, that's fair. What the hell are they doing?
And then I would tell you, hey, it's bone marrow. And you'd spit it out.
No,
not you.
At that point, I would go.
That's
pretty
metal. The chefs are doing but then
but
yeah, so that was my day yesterday. I got to take my wife for the first time up there, and we just had
just
we bought some, and then we stayed at the resort
that was
there.
Which was,
there was a lady who
one
brought
of the best
her chocolate up
I've ever been in, but to try. There was
something
another lady
I ate
didn't agree
basically
with
her meal starters.
I have no idea
gotcha.
What because I ate
that
so
you can
much
make stews
stuff,
or
yeah.
you can add
I ended
into
up
meat
like,
and do all kinds of different
half
things
of
with
the night just
with
an upset stomach.
I didn't throw up or anything, but it was like
people to come.
Fortunately, but I was just like
you know
trying to recall.
Plus, I ate so much I don't know what it
was. This year was the first year they had a cocktail,
and I for the most part I have a
which was really interesting. But there's
bad.
There's
seeing for me,
brewers
I have,
up there.
When it comes to foods in general,
there was a couple
I have kind
winemakers
of a weak constitution
there,
with
diverticulitis
and things
that I've been
like that.
Salt and straw
my guts
ice cream,
get very
which is
upset
like
very easily.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
they were up
I have
there
not
and
been
they
able
made,
to pinpoint exactly what does it.
Ice cream.
So
it was
like
a whole
Sunday
thing, and it was like fantastic.
That's
in
and of itself fascinating.
They also had a bone marrow with smoked cherries.
We went out to Elmer's to have breakfast.
Hands down.
Now, we've gone out to Elmer's quite a bit since living over there.
I guess I can honestly say I've never
had breakfast, feel fine.
It is a very
day.
Creamy
and,
ice cream.
Yeah, for some
it
reason, it
far
just
creamier
burned
than,
my
like,
stomach all day long.
No
it just
cream.
Makes
but
it really uncomfortable.
Oh,
so
it's
for
fantastic.
Me, it's like,
and it, honestly,
if
I gave
I
you just
could
a
pinpoint
thing
what
of
the hell it was that
bone
was
marrow,
doing it would make me
it
feel
would taste
well
like the best vanilla ice cream
be
you've ever had.
A little
that's fair.
Yeah,
but
and then I would tell you,
yeah, there's just some foods that
spit it out.
No,
not you.
At that
but
point,
like
I would
most,
go.
Yeah, it's not very what? Often that upsets my. But yeah, so that was my day
does,
yesterday. I got to take my wife
you
know, for the
I'm
first time.
I'm always
up
fortunate.
There, and we just
like,
had.
I have
just
not
a
thrown
up, and then we stayed at the resort of the mountain, which was
18 years old.
One
that
of the best hotel rooms
fortunate.
I've ever been. Yeah, yeah. I consider my. So whenever I get like you know anything,
I have no idea why.
I'm just
like
so much
stuff.
But yeah,
I
ended up
like half the night just.
And I haven't. And I
didn't throw up or anything, but it was like
fortunate.
Like I said, it's
like
not very
often
to
recall
that I get
like,
ate
you know,
so much
right.
upset know
reaction from
so,
food. Like, and
for the most part,
I have a fairly iron constitution,
I've had
so it
must
have been
never
to the degree
really
where it's just
seeing
you know,
for me. I have when it comes
well,
to foods in general, I have
kind of a
for you, considering the fact that you are diabetic. Maybe it was just
my guts get very upset, very
just kind of hit me in the wrong.
Unfortunately, I have not been able to.
It could have been, but I ate the ice cream fairly early in the day.
Well, it takes usually about 2 to 3 hours.
Wife, when I went
for
out
something
to
hit your
or no Saturday before
we went out to Elmer's
systems
to have
as
breakfast.
It starts to spread.
Now
through.
We've gone out to Elmer's
so
quite a bit since living over there.
You probably wouldn't have noticed.
Had
right
breakfast,
then.
Feel
yeah.
fine,
it would
go
have
about
been
my normal
day.
Unless it's something just
and,
bitter, nasty that
yeah, for some reason it just
going down bad in
my
just,
stomach.
No,
because
by the time it happens, by the time
it
happened,
so for me it's like
eating something.
If I
and again
pinpoint
what the
hell
it
was,
ice cream, but
it
could have been any number.
Because
yeah.
then I'd be
I,
able to.
Like I said, I tried
food.
Different cocktails
yeah,
but, and all
yeah,
kinds
just
of different
some foods.
I mean,
that
could have been. It could have been the combination of everything.
And,
yeah, it's not very
fair
often.
Enough.
Surprisingly,
food
though,
upsets my.
I was a little shocked to find because I was expecting
does,
kind
it,
of a.
It,
you know, I'm always fortunate.
In my blood sugar today.
I have not
everything.
Thrown up.
Nothing
since
thanks.
I was like 10 years old. I looked. I brought my tester out to my wife. Yeah, yeah. I think I consider my. So whenever I get like, you know, anything,
it's not paying attention.
Lay down, just like pray.
So. I've understood this, though. That's the way we're going to get Big Jim back into town is, you know, troll him with meats.
And like I said, it's
that's
not very obvious. Oh, yeah, that's why I sent him, like, so many pictures yesterday. It's like, what's going on here? How about this? You want
to
try this, don't you?
Never to the degree where it's
so, yeah, it was a good time. And as it comes closer next year, I'll start talking about it,
for you.
Maybe more people can go up.
Because
it's a lot of fun. And even if you just go up for a couple of hours to try stuff.
It could have been, but
it is really worth
the
money.
I ate
the
ice cream fairly early in the day.
And it gave away a
well,
Traeger grill.
usually about yesterday. 2 to 3 hours.
Not bad. For something to hit your...
Yeah, that was my thought. I was like, you know, I could sell that and use that money through. For Christmas presents.
So
and
you probably wouldn't notice it.
Unfortunately, we didn't. But they gave away some really
interesting stuff. Unless it's
something
just bitter, nasty that you taste.
A beer lover's
going down bad.
With all kinds of different... No, because by the time it happened, it had been a few hours. Food lover's package and something. And again, it could have been the ice cream, but it could have been any number of... And they're like, things that I... Because, like I said, I tried
great
different cocktails and
meats,
all kinds of different meats. I mean, it could have
been...
The
first year
I went,
I won $150
gift
enough.
Surprisingly, though,
and just
I was
bacon,
a little shocked to find, because I was expecting...
I was giving away bacon for Christmas, and people were like,
sugar today
I want
after everything.
That bacon.
Nothing.
Thanks.
I was like, so it's a great event. I brought my tester out to my wife, and I hope next year...
I think this is broken.
Come out.
It's not paying attention.
Anyway, so we are in October.
I've understood this,
October,
though. That's the way we're
going to
get Big
October
Jim back into town is, you know, troll him
holiday
with meats.
Mine, too.
That's
Christmas
just got to
oh,
be
oh, yeah, that's
way,
why
it?
I sent him, like, so many pictures yesterday.
The
like,
holiday.
What's going on
yeah,
here?
I was going to say, get the day off.
You want to try this, don't you?
And honestly, I feel like how.
So, yeah, it was a good time. And as it comes closer next year, I'll start talking about it, too.
At least get that day off.
Maybe more people will go up.
Because
it's a lot of fun.
Next day off.
Even if you just go up for a couple of hours.
Well, that's
dry
stuff.
It is really worth
it. Yeah, no, it's one of those things where ever since I was a kid, it was always my favorite holiday because it worked out perfect.
Not bad.
You know, I'd get dressed up as my favorite.
Yeah, that was my thought. I was like, you know, I
whatever the hell I wanted to be.
Money for Christmas.
I'd go out, spend
a bunch of other stuff.
Unfortunately,
we didn't. But they gave away some really interesting stuff.
My parents crazy.
They had a beer lover's package.
And then I would come home with this giant pillowcase full of fucking candy. Go up into my room, eat candy until I couldn't keep my fucking eyes open, which
was
usually about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Usually.
And then at about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, my parents had
to
get up, go to work. And stuff like that, so they would wake me up.
The first year I went,
so I'd wake up out of my sugar coma with a giant bag
of
candy next to me, still probably wearing.
I was giving away bacon for Christmas, and people were
like,
"I want more of that bacon."
So for the rest of the damn,
it's a great event. It's a lot of fun,
and so yes, Halloween has always been my number one favorite fucking holiday. And I wish more people.
Anyway, so we are in October.
October
at the end of October is my. When I was a kid, it was all about dressing up and the candy
too.
And stuff. But
fuck
as I've
Christmas,
gotten older, it's
Easter,
a day for me to just celebrate. Valentine's Day isn't a holiday.
Just my I was gonna say if we don't get the day off from work, it don't count.
I spend
and honestly, I feel
the whole
like
day
Halloween
every
gets
year,
screwed.
Big time with horror movies.
Like I should at least get that day off.
We're fortunate to.
I always get the next day off because it's my birthday.
I don't have to pause my.
Well, that's fuck everything. But yeah, no, it's one of those things where ever since
up,
I was a kid, it was
idea,
always my favorite holiday because it worked out perfect,
costume,
right?
Or
you
doing
know,
that
I'd get dressed up.
Job.
It was my favorite.
Right. When
cool
I was working at
QFO,
whatever
the hell it wanted to be, I'd go out, spend
what we called it,
7 or 8 hours just nonstop trick or treating. I'm sure I drove
sometimes
my parents
crazy. We were able to get a van.
And then I would come home with this
you know,
giant pillowcase full of fucking candy, go up into my room,
and
eat
stuff,
candy
and
until I couldn't keep
blast.
My fucking eyes open,
yeah.
Which was usually about 1 or 2
party
o'clock in the morning.
Usually freaks.
And then at about
and
5
and
or 6 o'clock in the morning, my parents would get up go to work.
I do remember 1 year we went
so
in, this girl had
me up with happy birthday and presents. So I'd wake up out of my sugar coma with a giant bag of candy next to me, still probably wearing most of my costume, and people bring me presents. It's like,
God bless you.
So for the rest of the damn
right,
you
know, honestly,
I was talking to my wife about this. Halloween has always been my number one favorite fucking holiday. Because
I was getting
kind of
down
and out. And I wish more people...
We were kids,
enjoyed
you know,
it as much.
Families
for me,
would go out and trick or treat all night long. I mean,
when I was
like,
a kid, it was all about dressing
in an
up and the candy
at the time
stuff,
while I was
but
really
as I've
getting
older,
down.
It's a day
because
for me to just
when I was a kid,
like,
apartments were like
my favorite
the gold
things,
nugget.
The, oh yeah,
dude,
the Cobb.
There's like
I spend
40 fucking doors.
The whole day,
everyone's
every year,
lights are on. Dude, you can
with
clean
horror movies
out
and good
on these places.
And
being in an apartment
we're fortunate
over the last,
to hardly ever get
well, let's see, I've been out of high
so,
school
like,
since
I
was
18,
so
movie.
I've been like, almost
I love getting dressed up. I love the whole idea of putting together that living on my ultimate own. Costume
I think
or doing
in
that
the
ultimate
entire
makeup
time
job.
That I've been
when I was working at KUFO, we used to have the
six trick-or-treaters.
I forget what we called it, but we would put on like a Halloween.
It is super
bash.
Depressing, and so I was really getting
sometimes
bummed out. And my wife's
we were
like,
able to
well,
get a band.
I'll tell you what, how about this Halloween?
You know,
we do something different
and have costume because
she knew a secret that I didn't,
and that was always.
And she was like, "Hey, let's go to Barnes and Noble.
A big party full of
pick up that
freaks." Dressed up and sluts and the skimpiest outfits they can come up with. I do remember
so we go
one
up
year
to Lloyd
when
Center.
This girl had just
and
she was wearing a red thong and
with
giant
kids
butterfly wings
and families
and
they're trick or treating at the store.
Well, red paint.
And my first
but,
thought was
like body paint.
Well, that's
kind of
cheap.
Yeah.
And then my second thought was
God bless you. I hope you win
it.
The contest.
Yeah. Right.
At
least the kids
you know,
are
honestly,
getting to enjoy
I
trick or treating
about
at
this, not
some
ago,
level and
back.
Some degree. So I just kind of sat down on the fucking side rail and just was smiling, just kind of watching how so many people were going in every
all
direction.
Night long.
Kids
I mean,
were happy, excited.
I lived in
Buck
an apartment at the
door.
Time
like,
while I was really getting down.
I'll take it when I get
because
it.
Because when I was a kid,
it is a lot
like
of fun to
the
see the creativity
nugget.
Of the
oh,
kids
yeah.
Dude,
in their costumes
there's
and
like
stuff.
40
but
fucking doors.
I also
everyone's
love
lights are on.
Adults.
Dude, you can
oh, yeah.
clean
far
out
more experience
on these places.
Where do you go
and being in an apartment over the last...
Well,
let's see. And that's what I was just talking to my wife about. It is adult Halloween for me. It comes in September, so it's a little early.
Years out now,
but I get to be in an entire building, chock loaded. I think in the entire time that I've been living on my own, I have seen a grand total of maybe
spend the entire year looking forward to dressing up ever.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's the same.
It is super depressing.
So I was really getting bummed out, and my wife's like, "Well." I'll tell you what,
it,
how about
people
this Halloween
there,
we do
something different.
That's their job
and,
is to cosplay. And
she knew a secret that
to
I didn't.
Do an arrival, you
and
know, to do
she's
a
like,
show.
Hey, let's go to Barnes
and then
no
you just got the normal jackals who are just like, hey, it'll be fun to dress up like so-and-so and go down
really
to Comic-Con.
Gift to me, right?
Which is pretty much what
so
I
we go
am
up to Lloyd's
time, but it's
no,
like,
this year I'm going
to
make your make sure you not you have a better costume.
With kids. All right. And
well, honestly,
because I think I'm planning on going
and my first thought was
ideas that I'm going to try.
Well, that's
kind of
cheap.
I think it'd be fun.
My second thought was at least they're doing
I think
it.
It'd be fun if we
yeah.
could get a whole group of us together,
to
right?
Enjoy
you know, so we'll see what happens. I've got some ideas,
some
but it, a
so
lot
just
of it depends
on
the money situation and time situation.
Was smiling,
so,
just what would be badass
kind of
watching
if
how
we, you know,
so many people were going in every direction. Little kids were happy, excited, and bucking running.
I'll take it when I get it.
Well, you know,
it is
one of those things, too, where when we were at Comic-Con this year, the lady came over to us.
But I also love the creativity of adults.
And she was like, hey, if you guys want to come to a convention that kind of goes back
to
the old school way of Comic-Con, where it's just
and that's what I was just talking to my wife about.
It is.
It is a dumb.
They got a thing going on in
February. September, so it's
where it's just a giant fucking
but I get to be in an entire building, chock-loaded.
If you're interested or you're looking, roughly my age,
February,
I'll have
to get
more information for it. Who spend the entire year
looking
forward
to dressing
up.
Yeah,
as soon as
she told me that, I was like,
yes. Yeah.
And because it doesn't matter if it's the same
as it is right
outfit they
I do
for
have
the last
5 years. Of comic
they
books,
rock it every single time.
Pride and joy.
It, there's
comic
people there. That's
learnings.
Their job is
and
to
as
cosplay.
I've told you,
and they're there
the
to do
times.
An arrival. You know,
at this rate,
show.
I am about.
And then you just got the normal jackoffs who are
I
just
only
like,
have
yeah, it'll
four
be fun
issues
to dress up
of
like so and so and go down the
storyline to finish, and I'll have his
pretty much what I am most of the time. But it's
no. This year I'm
going to
make your make sure you not
the first four. Number one goes for $150.
All right. Well, honestly,
because I think I'm planning on going,
so
and I've got some
no,
costume
no,
ideas
no,
that I'm
going to
try and
not.
Make happen this year. I think it'd be fun.
But I have
yeah.
the storyline because
I think it'd be fun if we could get a whole group of us together,
right?
You know, so we'll see what happens.
You know,
I've got some ideas, but
it,
a lot
like
of it depends on
the
money situation and time situation.
Set up
so,
of it
what would
like,
be badass is if we
you know,
work out that
concept
and
mm-hmm.
we just
use
those outfits for her.
And
the idea of finding more.
Because
well,
other
you know,
than
and
that,
it's
I
one of those things,
Deadpool
too, where when
we
were at
Captain
Comic-Con
America,
this year,
a lady came over to us of his first
we're
run,
which
comic were... And she was like, hey, if you guys want to come to a convention
really
that kind of goes back to the
yeah.
old school
Superman,
way.
There's
Comic-Con
a reason Superman was much more popular because
I bought all those
really
Chronicles that are just his collection.
They got a thing going on in February,
number one action
where it's just a giant
to, like,
fucking blowout of
or something
nothing
like that.
But
So if you're interested
and
you're looking,
fun.
It's in February.
Yeah.
Superman
I'll
have
had a different
personality back
then. He'd drop you off the side of a building.
Yeah, as soon as she told me that, I
was like,
before the floor and say, well,
because
you really...
As it is right now, I do have a decent collection of comic books.
And it was like the original Batman. He used to shoot guys. And he used to have a gun and shoot guys.
Yeah.
The guys the characters have
changed. At this rate, I am about... Yeah, they kind of pussified. I only have four issues of his
talking about
storyline to finish.
That's what I like about Comic-Con is it reminds me of what it was like when I was a kid and I could dress up and
the first four, number one goes for $150,
number two goes for $80, number three goes for $80, number four goes for
$80. That unfortunately is really the only place that I can get away with doing it, but Halloween now, my new
tradition. But I have the storyline because
aside from Halloween night and going home
and watching
horror movies and
things, so
I'm gorging.
You know, always searching for comic books and shit like that, and to complete the entire
is
series
going to the mall
setup of
really
it is like,
so
I can
just
need
kind
10
of
more comic books
observe
and
just
see all the happy fucking kids. Because that was a big thing for me. It's like
the idea of finding them all is like
joyous parts of my youth was
because other than that, I mean, I have Deadpools,
I
have Captain America's, I bought
a reprint of his
from my brother
and
shit. That was one of the funnest aspects of my youth, so
really
not seeing that happen for so
Superman,
long.
Superman, there's a reason
was Superman
depressing.
Was much more popular
because
I bought all
I was,
those Chronicles that are just
in the house that I grew up in.
The
big thing of mine was I always decked out
our house
all the way up until like
I wasn't there to enjoy Halloween
night because I was, you know, off doing my thing. But
those are genuinely
I mean,
just fun.
The cobwebs, I'd take
Superman had a
costumes,
different personality back then. He'd drop you off the side of the building and catch you just
a
second before the floor and say,
well, you really
like that.
Fucked up when you
stole that lady's purse. And so I decked out our porch with these monsters.
And it was like
caskets,
it's like
cardboard,
the original Batman.
I was balling on a budget
shoot
for
guns.
Sure.
He
but
used to have a gun and shoot.
I rocked the shit out of
I mean,
making
the characters,
you know, my house kind of spooky.
Dramatically.
Well, yeah, they kind of my standards.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to what we were talking about.
But yeah, I've always had a taste.
That's what
for
I like about Comic Con
like
is it reminds
so
me of
Halloween
what it
is
like when I was a kid and I could dress up and go and be around other people who were dressed up and be excited about it. And that unfortunately is really the only place that I can get away with doing it, but Halloween now, my new
I wouldn't say
tradition.
It was like country or anything,
aside from
like,
Halloween
this
night,
is a developing
going home,
community.
Watching horror movies,
you
know, you
know
watching on things.
And
that
we
are
used to get a fair amount of
trick or
treaters, and my dad
is going to
my
the
stepdad,
mall early in the morning. So
we had grown pumpkins
kind
that
of
year.
Observe.
It was like
see
our first
all the
year
happy
in
fucking
a,
kids,
because no,
that was a big
then
thing for me. It's like
first year this
joyous parts of my youth was running around the neighborhood with my mom in tow and my best friend at my side,
and
we had trick or treating doors.
We
got my sister, my brother, and shit.
And we also had corn.
That was one of the
we
funnest aspects
so we,
of my youth.
We
so
cut all the corn stalks
not seeing
down
that happen
right
for so long
right
really was
my
depressing.
I thought it would be a great idea to
use
it.
I was
like a scarecrow.
In the house that I grew up
as
in,
we're
a big
making
thing
it,
of mine was I always
be
decked out
better
house
idea.
I wasn't there to enjoy
Halloween
night because I was, you know,
he
off
took
doing
me aside.
Thing, but
okay.
I mean, the cobwebs.
We had the scarecrow sitting on our porch, so everyone knew
what
was there.
We lived in an old house, a two-decker house, built in like 1903.
In the chair.
And so
you know where this is going.
Yes, I do because I had the same idea. Like
cardboard.
So
I was balling on a budget.
So when
sure
it got dark, started getting
I
dark
the shit out of making
trick or treaters,
you know,
were coming
my house
around
kind of spooky.
We did the old switcheroo. Well,
by my
and I had to sit in the
chair
for about 4 hours.
But it was yeah, so I've always had a taste for like the macabre and stuff like that.
I did that
so
same
Halloween
shit. It's
has
funny
always
because
just been right up my ass,
like jump scaring people on the porch became something
I
that I did when I got older 14. And became too old.
Yeah,
to trick or
we had a house out in.
But I remember one year my mom was doing this thing out
say it was
in
like country
mopping,
but it was
out
like
in Eastern
this
Oregon.
It was a developing
and
community.
And it was in this
yeah,
weird
you know,
like. I want
to
say
and we
like
used
a
to get a fair amount of
trick or
treaters, and
it was like
my dad,
community house,
my stepdad.
But they were hosting a big
we had grown pumpkins
thing, you know, so a bunch of little kids.
Oh, nice. It was like our first year.
I bought this really
no,
cool
fucking
12. Mask.
First year in
and
this,
it was
this
like,
house we
it
bought.
It looked like a goblin
country
face.
We,
but it looked like
all
it was made out of wood.
All summer we grew pumpkins.
And the cool part was is the jaw actually hinged on my jaw, so
we also had
make it talk.
Yeah. We grew corn.
But the
so
eyes
we,
on the
we
inside,
cut all the
it was
corn
a black
stalks
slip
down
that covered
right
my
before Halloween.
Face,
my
so you
dad thought
see
it would
be the eyes.
Yeah,
in the
use
mall
it. Make a scarecrow.
I threw that fucker on, and I threw
and
like
a
bartender's outfit, like
better
a
idea. And
I don't know,
Halloween,
like that old bar hand from like
took
a pirate
me aside,
story
mm-hmm.
kind of book.
Okay.
Had one of those outfits.
We
had
the scarecrow sitting
on
our porch, so everyone knew
it
was there.
Like a limp doll.
He goes, "You're going to dress up as
the scarecrow." And then people would walk by
and
say, "Hey,
sit in the chair."
And it
you know where this is going.
I do because
I
had the same
idea. People who did expect
so,
and they're walking up like.
So when it got dark, started getting dark before trick or treaters were coming around. we did the old switcheroo.
And she's, you know, gaming.
And I had to sit in this chair for about 4 hours.
But it was
my
so
mom,
weird.
She's playing that shit. Come on over.
I did that same shit. It's funny because...
Yeah, she got about a foot
like
away
jump
from
scaring
me.
People on the porch became something that I did.
Oh my God,
when I got older,
she flew about 6 feet backwards and just started laughing her ass off. I was like...
But I you're gonna love this one, then.
My mom was doing this thing.
So I'm sitting there in my little Moffin, scarecrow outfit,
Eastern Oregon,
and it was had a few little, people like, come up and scared him and stuff.
I want to say it was like a retirement house.
So this
it wasn't. It
this
was
mom
like a
comes. She's
community
got
community house or something like that.
She's got a group.
But
of
they
kids.
Were hosting a big trick or treating thing, you know. So
no, I'm sorry, it was two moms.
Like that.
And they're just, really cool
you know,
it's,
you know,
we'll go to this
and
house.
We'll like,
this so they're coming
like
up. We had a
face,
long driveway.
Gotcha. But it looked like
so
it
they're coming up the
wall.
Driveway and they kind of stop.
And
because
the
like,
cool
yeah,
part was
yeah,
is the jaw actually
right.
hinged
oh,
on my jaw, so I could actually
I'm
make it talk. But the eyes.
And the kids wouldn't go up, so
the
moms came up with
covered my entire face.
And what we had done is set the bowl of candy in my lap.
I threw that fucker on and I threw like a bartender's outfit.
So it's like I've got like. A hand holding
I don't know,
the bowl,
like that old bar
and then the other
hand
just
like kind of
loop,
story
limp on my lap.
Had one of those right. outfits on,
and
I had gloves
I'm kind
on
of
my hands,
like,
and I just
like
kind of sat in the hallway
like there's
like,
nothing there.
Doll.
Right. You know?
And
I've even got
walk
the pumpkin
by and it's like, hey.
On my head.
And it doesn't take much,
right.
Because
we did
I don't really
a good
expect
job
it, but
any sort
there was a couple people
sign,
who did
I had gloves
expect
on
it, and they were walking up like
the kids come up and they knock on the door, even though the candy's right there, and the mom's like,
years old.
You just get the candy.
And she's walking up, and she's
so one of the moms comes over.
My mom, she's playing it up. She's like,
bowl,
no,
and I just grabbed her hand.
Yeah, she got it.
The moms! Screamed louder than the kids.
6 feet backwards and just started laughing her ass off. I was like,
I think the one I grabbed pissed herself. So I'm sitting there in my little scarecrow.
She scrambles back. The best part, though, is the kids are
staring there,
up and scared
sitting there like nothing had happened.
So this,
and
this
I reached over and
handed the kids candy. And
she's got a group of kids.
The kids who were freaking out.
And they're just, you know,
they were in it. They were in
there this house.
Some
good
oh, the mom.
So they're coming up.
Though,
we had a long
as soon
driveway.
As I grabbed her,
gotcha.
She's
so they're coming
like,
up the driveway and they kind of stop and the kids are like,
and
my dad
like,
told
oh,
me
it's
because
fine.
They
it's
had
just a
they closed the curtains
like,
and everything. Right. But my dad,
and
the kids wouldn't go up, so the moms came up
the
with
curtain,
them
because he thought I was doing something.
And what
something.
We had done is
right.
set the bowl of candy.
But he just saw that
hand.
I had the lady's hand, and I wasn't even holding that hard, just enough to. Like,
so it's
make
like
it
I've
yeah,
got like
so you got
a hand
a little
the
grip,
bowl,
but she
and then the
like,
other
yeah,
and she's
away.
Just like
limp on my arm.
And I'm kind of sitting like I'm just.
And her friend was like, "Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!"
I've even got the pumpkin on my head
that's
where it
beautiful
looks like,
right
and
there.
It was everything.
Right. And we did a good job of
not to start any sort of. And as soon
sign,
as they were,
I had
gone,
gloves
was,
on.
The whole
out of
the
chair.
The kids come
off.
Up and they knock on the door, even though the candy's right there. And
that's like it's not going to get better than that.
Oh, no,
right?
But yeah,
so one of the moms comes.
That's
over.
Almost as funny as when
she reaches in
the bowl and I just
grabs
her
hand. First date, but it was
the moms screamed. Louder than the kids.
Went on a double date with my friend and his girlfriend who happened to
I think the one I grabbed pissed herself. Yeah.
She scrambles back.
So we,
the best part,
like,
though,
okay,
is the kids are staring
date.
There,
let's go
sitting there like
Pet Cemetery.
Nothing had happened.
Right.
And I reached over and handed the kids
that,
candy, and they went, thank you.
I was told by my
the kids
mother,
who were freaking out.
They were in it. They were in there for some good
fun.
Oh, mom knows I'm a horror fanatic.
As soon as I grabbed her, she's
I've seen
like
all
I was
of Friday the 13th, like everything up till that point.
And my
I've
dad told me because they had
and enjoyed
closed
for
some reason Pet Cemetery.
Right.
I'm not allowed to
but
see.
But my dad had heard the scream, and
which
she
to me went, I've seen some pretty horrific stuff.
So that means
but he just saw that I had.
It's going to be good.
I wasn't even holding that hard, just enough.
So we go
make it look like.
Of course, she's not there. She can't stop me. Yeah, and
she
was like.
They let
and
us
her
in.
Friend was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
So we go in,
right and it
there.
Was everything.
And I noticed
not to start
before
laughing.
The movie starts.
And as soon as they were gone, there were
a few people out of the chairs.
Game off.
I was like, it's not going
right?
to get better than that.
And then this lady
right?
comes and sits right there. But yeah, that's almost as funny as when.
I think you know where this is going.
It wasn't my first
so
date,
watching the
but
movie,
it was my first date with this girl
tears.
That I've been pursuing. She finally
this movie's supposed
gave
to be epic
and
I'm and
fucking
worst.
Went on a double date
a
with my
show.
Friend and his
I'm
girlfriend who happened to be her best friend.
So it gets
and
to the point where
the
kids
work.
The father's hunting his kid. So we were like, okay, let's do a double date.
And he's searching.
Let's go see a movie.
All tense and everything.
Pet Sematary come out.
I'm so bored.
Good movie. Don't go down that road.
And on screen, I was the told father reaches up and grabs the
mother,
shower
who had seen the movie.
And he yanks it back, and I go, "Wah!"
See that movie.
And the lady in front of me shrieks.
Mom knows I'm a horror
The girl beside
fanatic.
Me, who I've been trying to date, shrieks and punches my arm.
Like everything.
My buddy is like, "What the hell?" His girlfriend is losing
some
her
reason.
Mind.
Pet Sematary, I'm not.
And
I'm deceived.
Well, yeah.
Which to me went, I've seen some pretty horrific stuff.
10 seconds later,
I'm going
the lady
to
in front of me
is going to be good.
And as a joke,
so go.
I'm going,
right.
Of course,
she
she's not there. She
looked,
can't stop me.
Yeah.
And she had wet herself.
She was a little upset.
I had scared
when
the piss out of
her.
So.
I was like,
they let us
literally in. Scared the piss out of her. And I felt simultaneously proud.
So we go in. Four of us sit down, and
sad.
I know
a little sad.
Before
a little
starts,
guilty.
Nobody wants to squeak pee in that movie, you know. It's one of those things where it's like, you know,
right?
It's sad because at that rate, you know, I've had movies where,
by herself.
I fucked up really bad.
I think you know where
this
is
younger and watching Lord of the Rings in the theater.
So I'm watching the movie,
the
and I'm
extra super large size fucking cherry coke.
This movie's supposed
and,
to be
like,
epic.
Yeah, that'll
the
fuck
Reese's Pieces. Dude, I was sitting there and I'd
slow.
Polished
I'm
off the fucking soda
it.
Like.
So it gets to the point where the kids
into the movie,
the father's
minutes.
Hunting his kid.
Oh god!
And he goes
by
to
the end
the
of the fucking
house.
Movie, I'm fucking running
and
to that
and it's all tense and everything.
Because yeah, it's like a lot of the times I get to that point where it's like I don't want to miss the movie, so I'm just gonna hold it. I'm
and
okay
he yanks
right
it
now.
Back,
yeah.
And I go, "Wah!"
And
the lady in front of me
like,
shrieks. The girl beside me, who I've been trying to date,
come on, movie, wrap
punches
up.
My
wrap
arm.
Up.
My buddy is like, "What the hell?" His girlfriend is losing
like
her mind.
2 hours, 2 hours,
and I'm
plus.
Laughing.
Well, yeah, that was unexpected. I expected.
Well, Pet Sematary wasn't that long.
No, but still, it's like you get to that point where you're drinking soda,
and as a joke,
you know,
I'm
you're
going,
not thinking about the
I bet she wet herself.
And I was
look,
like, fuck, I actually.
And she'd wet herself. I scared
I really,
the piss
really,
out of
really upset if somebody tried to scare me. And
literally scared the piss out of me. And I felt simultaneously proud.
Scaring the piss out of someone.
I was just
a little sad.
And I knew exactly what was going to happen. I'd seen it in every movie. He's going to open the shower curtain. There's going to be nothing there.
It's one of those things.
Oh, what a shock. He opens the shower curtain and nothing's there. You know, it's a big buildup and everything. And I'm just like, I know what's going to happen.
I fucked up really bad.
There's no one in the theater.
Watching
Lord
of the Rings in the theater.
Right. But I'm gonna be a little
extra
dramatic.
Super large size fucking cherry coke.
Yeah, that'll.
Okay,
fuck
so
pieces.
I might have poured
dude,
it out.
I was sitting there
bit.
And I just polished off. The
but happy
soda,
ending
like,
to the story. The girl that I'd been
movie,
trying to get to go
minutes.
On this date and who agreed,
oh,
she
God,
and I dated
by the end
like
of the fucking movie. I'm
that,
fucking
so.
Good. That's a win.
Scaring the piss out of someone. It's a great way to pick up a girl.
A lot of the times I get to that point.
Wouldn't
where
it's
have
like,
been
I don't
my first movie, so
oh,
I'm just
yeah,
gonna
yeah.
hold it. You know, I'm okay right now. I'm good.
But yeah, so and it got me. You know, it got me thinking about a lot of movies that I've seen in theaters, like great horror movies. And
come on, movie, wrap up, wrap up. Right. Get me to the point. And fuck, dude,
I was super
like
excited
Rings
to see the first
Saw. Like almost 2 hours
came out,
and
I was not disappointed.
Yeah.
I was actually blown away.
That was
but then the second one, Pet Sematary, wasn't that long.
No, but still, it's like you get to that point where you're
as good or better, and it was like clearly
about the time.
It was. It was
like,
the old adage of the first one was good, let's throw money at it.
I would really, really, really.
And honestly, you know about
tried to
the
scare
first
me
Saw.
And as I was at that breach.
Well, I
my
really wasn't
as I
thinking about
it.
Scaring the piss out of
was at a party.
I was just
and
bored.
Talking about movies.
And I knew exactly what was going to happen. I'd seen it in every movie.
Day,
he was going to open the shower curtain, there was going to be nothing there.
Oh,
what a shock. He opens
right.
the shower curtain
and
nothing's
the whole,
there.
No.
You know, it's a big buildup and everything,
so
and I'm just like, I know what's going to happen.
How can we make
again,
a
there's
movie
no one in the theater.
Solely
fuck
in
it.
My
right.
fucking room.
I'm going to be a little dramatic.
And the idea of Saw was born.
A little?
And for the most part, that movie maintains that shape.
Okay,
of,
so I
this
might
is the
have
only
poured
it
on a bit.
You see them outside.
But happy ending to the story.
But
the girl that I had been trying to get to go on
the
date.
No, I would say out of the.
She and I dated for like 4 months after that movie.
Well, good.
I
that's a win.
Scaring the piss out of someone. It's a
room.
Great way to pick up a girl.
And so, honestly, again,
wouldn't have been my first
pickup
rapid
hang.
You know?
Out to,
But it got me thinking about a lot of movies that I've seen in theaters. The whole principle of the movie is the duress of, okay, well, this is what I have to do to survive.
What am I going to do? And where do
I
go?
Was super excited to see the first
I liked
Saw
that movie because it was really...
And I was not disappointed.
Yeah,
I was actually
blown
away.
It was a new concept for me.
But then the very scaled down, bare bones, you know... The thing is good or better, and it was like
movie, because
clearly
what it was to me was more
was,
of a mystery suspense.
It was the old adage of
yeah,
these two guys trying to figure out who kidnapped them and why.
And honestly,
what
I'll kind of,
you know, they're being
the
punished for their crimes.
Conception.
What
it
are their crimes? They've got to figure
as
it out.
As
they don't know each other.
Behind
you know,
Carrie Mulligan was at a party,
it is,
and they were talking about movies, and he goes,
"Saw essentially,
I
think
know for a fact that in modern days you can make an entire movie out of one room.
You know, you've got a few clues
and that's
here
what
and
the
there.
Whole thing was. It was
little,
like, okay,
at certain points,
so
you
they
get
got
other
on the
clues.
Idea of how
but
can
it's
we make
really
a
up
movie
to you
that
to figure it out, and I think Saw started that and did it
room.
Extremely well.
And the idea of
same reason I hold up
for the most part, that movie maintains that shape of this is
the
only room that matters. You see them outside for glimpses and
flashbacks,
and
it's amazing.
Oh yeah,
other than
especially
that,
for it's just the room.
How
it
was no, I would say out of
how
the,
it was shot,
what, oh, they,
what the content
that
actually
runs,
showed us.
I would say,
and the
60
level of fear that was put
that
into
room.
You.
Oh, easily then,
very
and
little to
then
nothing.
Some, honestly, because
as far as like
you're only getting minor flashbacks.
You know, there's no monsters,
out to,
not visible
you know,
monsters.
Things
there's
that led them
it,
to being in the room together.
To your imagination,
but the whole principle of the movie is the duress of okay, well,
and you go back and you
survive. What do I
look at the marketing campaign for that movie?
Yeah. I liked that
they
movie because it was really
for the longest time they made
it was a new concept
like,
for me.
It was a very scaled down, bare bones.
Oh, fuck, I was
they
sold.
Even they even
I, you know the thing
actors,
is I can't
like,
even
the
call it a horror
like,
movie because
what it was to
me
was more
out,
of a mystery suspense
movie.
It's
yeah,
these two guys trying to figure out.
That was my problem too. I was like, wait a minute, Josh,
you know, they're being punished.
That asshole's dead first.
What are their crimes? I found out the day they don't know each other. Like,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Well,
so it's
yeah.
It is
movie that it was fake.
Oh. It did ruin my experience, but
the
part of me was like,
yeah,
thing that is
oh yeah,
not real.
Right.
You know, you've
well,
got
and
a
that's
few
the
clues
thing too.
Here
it's
and
like,
there.
Mm-hmm. There's,
you get little,
I actually
at certain compiled points,
a
you
list
get
of
other
horror
clues.
Movies because we had
but it's really up to you to figure it out. And I think
so. I came up with a list of
extremely well. It's the same reason I hold up.
Great, like
the Blair
top
Witch.
Tier.
The Blair
like,
Witch
yeah,
is
like
the
Exorcist,
first
instance,
of the found footage movies.
Oh yeah,
at the and it's amazing.
Oh yeah, especially for how it was advertised,
great
how
for
it was
other
shot,
reasons.
Oh,
they,
what the content
like
actually showed us. Not scary at all.
The
level of fear that was put into you with having very little enjoyable to watch. As far as like
be better.
You know, and
there's no
a
monsters.
Lot of movies that fall
not
into
visible
the
monsters
be category
it,
for me.
It is completely
because
up
I'm
to kind of
picky. It's like if you're not
you here,
at least trying to make
that.
Me laugh a little bit by
and
being
you go
silly
back
because it's
and
a
you
horror movie and in and of itself,
look at the
it's
marketing campaign for that movie.
You need to come.
They
with the
made
scary
it.
You need to come
for the longest time.
And
they made it seem
like
it was really found footage.
You're either trying too hard or not trying hard enough.
Oh fuck, I was
sold for that.
They even hid the actors. Like my problem with modern day isolation and tell. The movie came out, and then suddenly they're doing interviews, and you're like, what,
"There's
what nothing
the
to
fuck,
read.
Man."
Yeah,
that was my
yes.
problem too.
And
I was like, "Wait a minute, Josh is on what?"
I found out
that asshole's dead
flashers.
First.
What the I fuck? Found out the day or, I went to see the movie.
Okay,
was,
Alien,
like, right before I saw
Abduction,
the movie
that it was
types.
Fake.
Those are your three. It didn't ruin my experience,
movies.
But part of me
the
was
problem
like,
is that horror fans have seen
real.
It all.
Right.
And
well,
I,
and that's the thing too.
I
it's like,
truly believe
there's. I actually had compiled a list of horror movies
you can
because
take
we had talked about
those
this once
and
before.
Make them scary.
So I came up with a list.
I mean, the,
of
yeah?
three potentially.
It comes down
sections.
To what are people afraid of.
Great. Well, and that's
like,
one of those things, too, where they
like,
were
movies
describing
like
Exorcist,
instance,
in a documentary I watched
called
All
American
at the Top
Horror.
Of
most
and they're just talking
list.
About the horror genre in general. There's
great
for usually
other reasons,
the way that
like,
horror movies
like
are written is
mm-hmm.
there's
which
two
is
types not
evils.
Scary at all, but
there's
wonderfully
evil out in the dark
wood.
You know,
it's a creature
you can't
see,
yeah,
but it's a monster out there.
To
watch.
It is,
and then
it
could
be better.
Or there's the evil.
And there's a lot of movies that fall under the
could
things
be better
that they run on
category
the most
for me
to kind of produce a horror because
movie
I'm kind of picky.
It's
like
okay,
if you're not
where's
at least trying to make
from?
Me laugh a little
afraid?
Bit by being silly because
and
it's a horror movie and in
you
and
got
itself,
movies like
kind of
The Exorcist.
Now mind
you,
you
need to come with
that's
scary,
an evil that's out in the wood.
Hard.
Yeah,
and
but it's taking over this
girl. Then
so now the
you're either trying too hard or not.
So it
kind of
took both of them,
and
just
for that
you
need to fall
back
then.
My the problem whole possession with thing for me is
now been played out so hard that it's very
yes.
And you either have your paranormal and supernatural types, or you have your slashers. There's
but I'll tell you what,
nothing else.
Yeah, or, this is my list that I have. Okay, the could been betters.
Abduction
movies like
types.
It Follows.
Those are yes. your three general the ghostly types of STD. The problem is that
I'm have to watch that.
It is terrible. The idea yes. is that this girl gets drunk at a party one night. She has sex with this guy.
That
and she kind of wakes up out of
any
a
one of those
quasi blackout to being tied to a chair and dude standing in front of her saying, "I'm so sorry."
It comes down to what are people afraid of?
Well, she's and that's there, one of those things too. And where now there was this fucking girl off in the distance walking right towards
All American Horror.
So she panics. She gets up and she runs away.
In general,
this thing never relents.
Usually, the way that horror movies are written is there's two types
of
sex with somebody else.
There's the evil out in the dark wood that you can't see, but it's a monster out there.
It is a ghost STD. It is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen. So it fell under. It could have been better because honestly,
there's a lot of things you can play with that
horror movie in it.
You know, and I mean like. Movies like Nightbreed, I know I'm going to catch shit afraid? For it from a lot of people who are big fans.
Yeah, me and
movies
Jim.
Like the
as much as I enjoyed
now,
that
mind
movie,
you,
that's an evil that's out in the woods.
It could do for a facelift,
but it's taken
or
over
it
this
could have
girl.
Just been better in it
so
of
now
itself.
The now, evil, I,
a little campy.
I will
so
agree
with that.
So
it kind of took both of them and just kind of mind-fucked people
here's
back
my
then.
Problem with...
The whole possession thing,
the,
for me,
the book
is
based on, is
now been played out so hard that it's very...
The thing is Nightbreed was
and albeit not that scary anymore.
I believe directed,
but I'll tell you what.
By Barker.
Yeah, this is
I don't know about directed,
could
but
been
I know
better.
I know he had a
story.
I know
like
he had a
follows.
Hand in it because
usually
he just
does.
He's
mostly
just done
STD.
Hellraiser.
Right.
And Hellraiser wasn't gonna have to watch that.
It is terrible.
Still,
the idea is that this girl gets drunk at a party one night. She has sex with this guy, and she kind
of
wakes up out of
Hellraiser holds up for
quasi blackout. I mean, you look at
a chair and a dude standing in front of her saying, "I'm so sorry about this," and running off.
The two of them have such poor feels to them.
Yeah.
And now there's this
fucking
girl
could almost
be seen as a late night creature feature.
So she panics. She gets up. She runs away.
Or something that could be hit by
never relents.
Hellraiser.
Always
on the other hand,
you no matter where
you
go.
You almost can't touch it.
Until
I mean, there are things you could probably
else,
poke fun at,
it,
but quite frankly,
that.
The movie in and of itself has a much darker
it is a
story.
The
story is
amazing. It is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen. So it fell under. It could have been better because, honestly, there's a lot of things you can play with that.
You know, and I mean, like, movies like Nightbreed, I know I'm going to catch shit
I
for
I
want to
say that was
84. Big fans.
Because yeah,
I want
to
say
Jim.
No. As much as
I
enjoyed that movie,
because...
I think number two
it
came
could
out
do
in
for
90.
A facelift, or it could
I
have just been
right.
better in and of itself.
Now,
it's
I,
campy.
Came out I will agree 90. With that. Here's
compact disc.
Here's my
problem
with
so,
yes. Nightbreed.
Yeah.
The book it's based on.
I just
on
remember
is
going
phenomenal.
To see,
well,
yeah,
see
Hellraiser 3
in the theater. It was the first one I got
the
to see.
The thing
is
Nightbreed was.
And I was so psyched because one of my favorite
direct,
bands.
I believe
at the time. And still one of my favorite
Barker.
Bands, Armored
I don't know about directing.
In the club.
But
I
know, yeah, I
know he had
a story.
That was right
I know he had a
symbol
hand
of
salvation.
Because he'd just done Hellraiser. I believe they played
Hellraiser.
And Hellraiser was a huge
success.
And I'll be honest with you, the only thing that I ever had against.
It looks now. It's still one of my all-time
No, I guess it
would have
been Hellraiser.
Hellraiser holds
two.
Up for a different reason, though. I mean,
yeah.
You look at
during
that
the ending credits.
Barker story versus Nightbreed.
Ozzy Osbourne's song Hellraiser.
The two
at the
of
time,
them have
I was
such
polar
feels.
To them.
Yeah, that was Hellraiser.
It's like Nightbreed
being
could almost
sung
be
by
seen
Lennon.
As a late night creature
time,
feature. You know, you can
didn't
laugh
really
off,
know much
or something that could
like,
be hit by Mystery Science
fuck
Theater.
Is ruining
Hellraiser, on the other hand. You almost can't
I'll
touch
be honest
it.
With you.
I mean, there are things you could probably.
At the
same
time,
here's
when
it comes to preference, it still itself has a much
over
darker.
The story is amazing.
Prefer,
yeah,
and even with the cheesy
the,
effects,
there's
of
a version,
the,
and if I can find it, I'll play it for you.
I believe that was Steve Lukather of Toto. Was it 84?
Really? I want to say that
fair
was
enough.
Because I want to say
but again,
no,
I,
no,
like
I think
said,
you're right. I think it was 88 because I think number two came
because,
out in 90.
We could spend the whole
I
rest
think you're
of
right.
This.
Yes,
okay, so amazing.
Out
the Witch. Oh, dude, hands down.
Right?
That
was an
amazing
fucking movie.
Not super scary.
No, but it has.
But I just remember going to see.
It's suspenseful. It's beautifully done.
It was the first. And there's a nice little twist at the end.
Right. As opposed to Black Phillip just being a black fucking cheap. You know, you actually get that payoff that you're hoping for.
Well, it turns out that the kids are like. That was right after their symbol of salvation. He is the fucking devil.
Yeah.
The girl who everyone's accusing of a witch is not actually a witch.
No, but.
It takes the killing of a family for an eternity.
And I'll be honest with you. It's an amazing movie.
For Void, I haven't watched, but it is on there. Night of the Living Dead, I've not seen the 90s remake. I've seen the original.
The 90s remake, the
28 Days Later. I like 28 Days. I don't like 28 Days Later.
Fucking big Ozzy. I never saw this one, but it was
fucking hands down naturally. Babadook, I just watched, and I was unimpressed.
Didn't really know much Motorhead.
For me, the hype was far more than the actual delivery of the movie.
Fair enough. My thing about it was not necessarily the movie. But at the same time, when it comes to preference, I got a good payoff out of it.
Because
honestly, throughout the course of that whole fucking movie, I wanted to strangle that child. I really did.
There's a version.
I've never considered killing a child as much as when I watched that movie. But the big payoff at the end was worth it to me. It was like, okay, that is a monster. It's a new thing. Again, I dig it. It's creepy and it's good. Things like Darkness Falls, where they give you the big fucking payoff at the very beginning of the movie, and you're like, yeah, that's gonna be great.
Oh, I prefer movies. Down,
right? That was an amazing fucking movie.
Not the creature until the end. Super scary.
At least. No, but it has.
But it's suspenseful.
I like seeing
it's
the dead creature.
Beautifully done.
And there's a nice little twist at the end.
Right. As opposed to Black Phillip just being a black fucking sheep. You know,
Hellraiser 1 and 2. Fuck
that payoff that you're hoping for.
Well, it turns out that the kids are like,
what the
fuck? She is a fucking devil.
Yeah,
and I'm not the girl who everyone's accusing of witch is not actually a witch.
No, but
it takes the killing of a family. Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake.
It's an amazing movie.
Yes, from what I haven't watched, but it's
American Werewolf in London. Give it up here.
You know it.
Dog Soldiers of the 90s remake.
Oh, dude, great werewolf movie. The 90s remake.
28 Days Later. I like 28 Days.
No, it's Howl. The movie is called Howl. It's another werewolf movie that was genuinely well done.
Babadook,
the concept of the movie is.
I was unimpressed.
Guy in England, he's a train
for
operator,
me,
like,
the hype
you know,
was
a
far
Max
more
ticket taker, basically.
Of the movie.
Fair enough.
They're
my
on the train
about
late
it
at
was
night,
not
all
of a sudden in the middle of the tracks out in the middle of the woods, a fucking train
but
gets
at least
stopped.
I got a good
I don't know why. They can't quite figure it out. Mm-hmm.
So because honestly, throughout the course of that whole fucking movie, I wanted to strangle
a big fucking creature outside.
Really did.
So they've never considered themselves
killing
a child as much
on this train,
that movie
inside
the train, and
the big payoff at the end was worth it to me. It was like, okay,
very well done werewolf movie.
I dig
it.
I
was
creepy,
happily surprised with it. Things like Darkness Falls, where they give you the big fucking payoff at the very beginning of the movie, and you're like,
yeah,
that's going to be great.
I prefer movies. I'm like you. I think I prefer movies where I don't get
to see the
future. I do consider it a romance movie.
At least.
You know? I like seeing there is
a
heavy
hint.
Romance
a
or something like
between
Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise in that
I prefer to wait.
And Claudia and Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Hellraiser 1 and
so
2.
Event
I really
Horizon,
don't
I will admit,
see it. I've never
as
seen
a
Event Horizon.
I'll give you that, but I take it more.
It's a dark romance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude.
But it's not.
My thing about Interview with the Vampire is A,
Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake, fucking fantastic. Misery, also. American Werewolf in London, give it up here.
You know,
it's not a horror movie
Dog
in the
traditional
sense
of
here's
dude, great werewolves, you know,
howl.
Fight them. It's more
are you sure
monsters.
Not saying howling?
Understand
no,
where they're coming
it's
howl.
From.
More
the
so
movie
the
is
point.
Called Howl. It's another werewolf movie that was
genuinely well done.
Quite understand
the concept of the movie is
there's a scene
guy in England. He's a
very
operator, like
fairly early on where.
Louis is just on the train late at night. While all of a sudden, in the middle of the tracks, out in the middle of the woods, a fucking train.
And there's an image where they're sitting up in a balcony watching
shit out.
This play down below.
There's a big fucking creature outside.
And this barmaid comes over and
barricades
themselves.
A drink off
of her
on this train, inside the drink off of,
are trying to defend themselves against this.
Both of them are just feeding
on this
girl.
Very well done.
The way that the scene is set up, it's like a painting.
I was happily surprised.
A lot of the scenes that are given in that movie. Are set up like
here's
paintings,
my first
like classical paintings, but
Interview
done
with a
in
vampire,
what would be considered
a
horrific scene
a vampire movie,
for the time
I
that
do
paintings
not consider
were
it
you know,
a
very relevant. Yeah. Here's the thing.
I do consider
so what
it
I loved it about
romance.
Was it was
More so than
there is a heavy romance going on between Brad Pitt.
It was more so
in that movie.
And Claudia
here's something
and Brad
picturesque.
Pitt.
Yeah.
Now, if you showed Interview with the Vampire to somebody
really
from the time that it's supposed to be taking
as
place
a
in,
movie.
I'll give you that, but I take it more.
It's a dark romance movie.
But that's
one
of those things where
but
it's like what defines.
My thing about Interview with the Vampire is A, it was
is
one of my favorite movies for the longest time when I was a kid. But
if it's got a monster,
the thing I've come to understand about Interview with the Vampire is its consistency.
It's not a horror movie in the traditional sense of here's your monsters,
but,
you know, fight them.
You know,
it's more here's your
Interview
monsters.
Interview with the Vampire, I'll
understand
defend
where they're
probably
coming
until
from.
The
more
end of
so to the
just
point,
because it is one of my
something
favorite
clicked
movies
in my head when I was
oh,
a kid.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
I
think it's a great movie, and it's one of my
there's
favorites.
A scene,
I just, I cannot
very,
call it
fairly early on, where
for me, horror
movie is just now starting to become comfortable with the idea of taking
an element
lives.
Of scare in it.
And there's
something that,
an image
as you're watching
where
it,
they're sitting up in a balcony watching
out.
This play
that's
down
fair.
Below,
nothing in that movie
and
that
this
does
barmaid
that.
Comes over
okay.
and Lestat
it's a
takes
great
a drink
movie.
Off of her and hands Louis her arm to drink off
transfer
of.
From book to movie.
And
one of the best.
Both of them
are
just feeding on this girl. Now, the way that the scene is set up, it's like a painted.
And
a lot of the
it.
Scenes
the
that are given in that movie
new
are set up like paintings,
I will
like
be
classical
honest
paintings,
with you, I was
done in what would
very,
be considered
very
a horrific scene
to
for the time that paintings
the
were, you know,
very
relevant
yeah,
as far
yeah,
as
it
was. So what I loved
oh,
it about
yeah,
was it was
I enjoyed the fuck out of that
more
movie.
So than
okay,
just
so
your hack and slash gore or your scary monster in the woods. It was more so here's something picturesque.
Movie
if you showed Interview with the Vampire to somebody from the time that it's supposed to be taking place in.
Candyman.
That would be some terrifying
fuck
shit.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Right?
Cabin
but that's
in the
one
woods.
Of those things where
okay.
it's like, what defines horror movies for me?
I love this movie.
Horror movies is
now, are you into the amazing
loose,
or are
you know?
Into the.
If it's got
I'm
a monster
still into amazing.
Or it's got
okay,
some.
I,
you know,
I will
decent
say, I'm, gonna,
consistency
I'm going
to with what it's
preface
trying
this
to talk
by saying
about.
That Hank
I can
Down
run
this
with
is one of the best
but,
movies I've seen in the last
you know,
like, 10 years.
Interview with the Vampire, I'll defend
not
it.
Not a horror movie.
Probably until
well,
the end of days.
Well, I would say that you would be wrong on that.
It is a parody. Oh, don't get me wrong. I think it's a great movie.
It is
and it's one of my favorites.
Best
parody of a horror movie.
I cannot call
it. Watching
a
it,
horror movie.
You don't know
there's
you're
nothing
watching
in,
a parody.
For
me,
right.
horror movie
but on
means
top
scary.
Of that,
there's
there is also the
of
underlying duress of
something
world ending
as you're
monsters
watching
coming
it is going
back
to make
because
you
this
up.
Ritualistic sacrifice
there's
hasn't
nothing
been done.
In that oh,
again,
movie that does
and
that.
That's what I love about okay. it was
it's
it took all the tropes
movie.
Of the horror movie
it's
genre
great,
and slapped it down like well this is a reason why you're so used to seeing all this shit because this is
the
sacrifice
again it's a parody of a horror movie but it's again so well done
and
the new It we're talking about
pretty good
transfer
the new It
if you haven't watched that movie
I was very, very
do yourself a favor.
I don't know what the hell's going on. These teenagers came out of nowhere and killed themselves.
I love Alan
oh,
Tudyk.
Yeah, hands down.
To the ends
fuck
of the earth.
Out of that movie.
Okay, this
so
is,
let's see what else.
Again, it deserves
here.
To be on the amazing
White Zombie.
That's really old
and
I've not
I'll give you
seen
that.
It.
Fuck,
Alien.
That's
a movie.
Tops right there.
Yeah, I gotta. Okay, it's one of those ones that's still on my list.
If this had been Alien, I would agree. Amazing.
Fuck yeah.
Aliens.
Cabin in the Woods.
War movie.
Another problem.
Science fiction.
I love this movie.
Now, are you into the amazing or?
Much
the
same
the
concept.
I'm still
you're
in
stuck
amazing.
In
okay,
an enclosed space
I will
with a creature
say,
that
gonna,
is
I'm going to
much
preface this by saying
faster
that
and stronger and
the
much more violent.
I've seen in the last
and you're
size,
watching these
years.
Trained soldiers get
not
fucking wiped out. One,
well,
right?
Which
I would say
that
you would be wrong
a,
in that.
It is
it's
a
more
parody
of
a war movie than
it
is a
war
movie.
True. Now, mind you, when I wrote that,
best parody of a war movie because as you're watching it, you don't know you're watching.
And I give you that. And honestly, right on top of that,
it does deserve to be.
There is also the underlining duress
films.
Of world-ending
and
monsters coming back because this ritualistic sacrifice
this
hasn't been
oh,
done.
Yeah.
Oh, again.
Guts, violence,
and that's
gore.
What I love
yeah,
about it was it took all the tropes
again,
of the horror movie
and
genre and slapped
right,
it down like,
course.
Well, this is
the
reason why you're so used to seeing all this shit because
movie.
This is the sacrifice.
Again, it's a parody.
Now, the one thing I'm
going to
make mention of,
again, so well done.
Just because
we were talking about Tucker and Dale versus Evil. If you haven't watched that movie,
I fucking love that.
Do yourself a favor.
Was to
I don't know what the hell's going on. These teenagers came out of nowhere and
series.
Killed themselves.
I love
you,
Alan
Tudyk. I stopped that series
to the
right
of the
at about.
This
three
is
still pretty good for
again,
what
it
was.
Deserves to
I would
be on
say
the
Resurrection
amazing,
is where they lost
horror.
Me, even though I love Gina and I love that movie.
Aliens.
I don't think Alien Resurrection deserved to be on the amazing list. So much as it's
enjoyable
as an alien movie.
Aliens
not
was
amazing,
war
this
Alien
movie
Resurrection
science fiction
was a great fan fiction.
I would disagree because it's pretty much the same concept.
I agree that Alien 3 had really good elements,
with a creature that is
but they were starting
much
to show wear
faster
on
and stronger
and
much
had
more violent.
Gone better
and you're watching
for
these trained soldiers get fucking wiped out
Titan
one
person
right
again
after
is,
the other.
Is, and had the writers had a little bit more creativity, I think it would have been.
Now, mind you, when I wrote that,
more sci-fi film, probably Alien is a horror sci-fi.
I agree, and I give you that.
But going into the
again, if we're going to deserve to be on this
might
list,
have to actually do a
amazing
whole series
films.
On it. Mm-hmm. And I want to
and
talk about
I will
that
concede
so
that there
listeners
are
know.
Elements of horror in this movie.
So let's move on to
blood, guts, violence, and gore. We lost
but,
two on
oh,
the
oh, yeah, again. I'm sorry.
This
last
is just
two
my
really
personal
view.
Right, of course.
The
I don't
you're talking
personally
consider
that.
Of course.
John Carpenter.
I consider it a sci-fi war.
And this movie,
the one thing I'm
going to
make mention of.
I would agree with it. Splinter.
Just because I don't think I put it anywhere else.
Splinter is equal parts horror and suspense.
Because it's genuinely a good the reason I wrote Aliens that
was
kind of came out of nowhere. Multiple
it's,
movies
for me,
in
it,
the series.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
Mind
because,
you, I stopped that series right.
I know he gets
about,
a lot of flack for this.
3 was still pretty good for what it was. I would say Resurrection is where they lost me. Even though I love Junet and I love that movie.
His problem is
I don't think Alien Resurrection deserved to be on the amazing
every one
list.
Of his movies
so much as it's enjoyable as an Alien movie.
Oh, you're talking Split.
It
not,
was
because Splinter
Alien
is
Resurrection
it's a movie
a
about these people who are trying to escape.
The
they
franchise.
Just like
yeah.
robbed a bank
I
or whatever.
I agree that
and
Alien
this,
3 had really good
black
elements,
fungus
but
style
seen
creature.
Wear
oh, dude,
it.
Check it out! But
yeah.
Split does deserve to be on amazing.
Yeah.
I just
had
haven't
not,
updated my list recently.
No,
Titan because
strings,
it would be on that.
Okay, so we're gonna look at
had, these
the writers
are movies
had a little bit more creativity.
Quite amazing,
I think it would have been a phenomenal.
But we love them
movie,
for what they are.
Probably okay, so the first two I have not seen: Grabbers and Rigor Mortis.
I agree with that.
I might have seen,
but going into the
Rigor Mortis, I believe is a either Chinese or Taiwanese horror film.
And I
want to
talk about
good.
That so our listeners know. So
okay,
let's move on to Love It. I agree and disagree with this.
Oh,
movie.
Yeah, I'm
Freddy
sorry.
Versus Jason.
The last two really need to be on
Freddy
vs.
Jason
thing,
was what
you're talking
every
Kurt Russell,
Friday 13th
and
John Carpenter
Elm Street fan
fantastic
right?
wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And this
until
movie I just
it.
Recently saw and I would
see,
agree
I disagree
with
because
Splinter.
Honestly, I loved every aspect
Splinter
of it. We got to see the strong suits of Jason being the
yeah,
immortal monster that just plows through whatever stands in his way. And we got to see Freddy be a shiesty bastard fucking with
people's heads. No, you're right because I think this is going to be one of the movies that
I know
we're
he gets a lot of flack
for this, but M. Night Shyamalan
nerd fight.
Isn't it? Yeah, very
in a nerd fight.
But I think.
Oh yeah.
In a on a deeper
his
level.
His problem.
Nightmare on Elm Street series.
He does the same type of.
Having the whole
every
series
one of his
in there
movies
is
has
right.
A twist.
However, I will
and
say
and
that.
No,
oh, you're talking Split.
On Elm Street needs to be.
Because Splinter is it's a movie about these people who are
I would
trying
disagree
to escape
only in the
they,
respect
like
that when I was growing up
and
I saw
this,
number one almost dead
black fungus style creature
as time
went
on.
Oh, dude, check it out.
It's Split does deserve to be
like
on
that,
amazing.
By the time
yeah,
I just haven't updated my
list original
Nightmare on Elm Street, I was really on
okay, so we're going to look at Love It.
Because all the shit that I had seen in the subsequent Nightmare
but
films.
We love them for what they are.
Really
okay,
kind of
so
drove
first
up
not
the
seen Grabbers
uncomfortable
and
level,
actually,
the
might have
grotesque.
Seen Rigor Mortis,
the Rigor Mortis, I believe, is a
you know destruction
Chinese
or
the torturous ways that he would mess with
genuinely
people.
Good.
I really liked that about Freddy. So going back and watching him stretch
okay,
his arms out so she couldn't run past him, it's like.
I agree and disagree with this third one. Freddy versus Jason.
Have you never jumped a fence before?
Freddy
versus
Jason
kind of the opposite.
Every Friday 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street
the first three
wanted
got
mm-hmm.
progressively
until they
better,
saw
but
it.
After that it started becoming.
See, I disagree because honestly, I
and
loved every aspect
of
it. We got to see the strong suits of Jason being the immortal monster
that
just
get,
plows
you know,
through whatever stands
deep.
In his way.
How do you
and we got to
it
see
Freddy
be a shiesty
right.
bastard
and so
fucking
it,
with people's
you know?
Heads.
And I think this is going to be one of the downfall of the Nightmare on Elm Street series was the fact that.
Nerd fight.
In a nerd
right.
fight.
That's
and I think Robert Englund and everyone at Devolve
would agree with that.
Nightmare on Elm Street
but,
series.
Even
with
all
having
of
the whole
faults,
series
I
in there is right. However, I will say that the original
top.
Nightmare on Elm Street needs to
I'm going
be
down the list here,
amazing.
Seeing some of
these
more.
Into
fuck
yeah. Frankenstein.
I would disagree only in the respects that when I was growing up,
cheesy as that is, yeah.
Oh, dude, I still love
that fucking great movie.
Gotten much older as time went on.
Creepshow 1 and 2.
I'd seen little clips and little things. like that. But by the time I'd actually watched the original Nightmare on Elm Street, I was really unimpressed. Just
shooting them off from
the hip. Yeah, Tales from the Hood.
Because all the shit
fuck,
that I had
yeah,
seen
Puppet Master,
in
the whole
subsequent
Puppet Master series.
Really kind of drove up the uncomfortable level.
I would disagree. I would say Puppet Master 2 and 3.
You know, destruction and the torturous ways that he would mess with people.
I really liked that about Freddy.
That movie looks
back
like a sci-fi
and
stretch his arms out so she couldn't run
like
past
Tales
him.
From
it's
the Dark Side
like,
episode that just
both
went
right.
way too long. And
have for you me, never just, jumped a fence before in
for
your
me,
life?
It's, it's the opposite revenge? Is each
now
movie.
That shit's
I think
bad
the
ass.
First three, Puppet Master 1
got
was
progressively
a
better,
setup.
But after that it started becoming almost...
I feel like the Puppet Master 2 will tell you that.
Like doing Puppet Master 1,
but
better.
When you have that
yes,
character,
and honestly,
you
that's
get,
why I liked
you know,
Puppet Master 2
yeah.
better because
how do you make
it felt
it
like they
scary.
Took the
right.
concept
and so they flipped it
and went
know?
A little
and
further with it than just
of the
being
downfall of
you know
the
something else. And then number three
was
Toulon's Revenge,
it
where we actually got to watch
right.
during
and I think Robert Englund and everyone involved with
Six Shooter. I mean, and it was like yeah,
but the Puppet Master series is another one that's gone far too long. I haven't even seen some of the newer ones, and but I know they're
I'm
going super fucking
fantastic.
Super 8's one of those ones we were talking about earlier.
Frankenstein,
where you don't
see
the creature until the end.
Yeah,
hell
yeah.
Maximum
and the
Overdrive.
Payoff was amazing.
The Descent. That is, yeah.
Oh, dude, I still love
it. Fucking
that.
Down.
Right?
That's so Creep great. Show. Creepshow. As Above, So Below, I want to
yes.
see it. I haven't been able to find it.
Okay, As Above, So Below, it was one of those things where I love that movie for multiple reasons.
Tales from the Hood, fuck yeah. Puppet Master. The whole Puppet Master series.
No.
Puppet Master 1
2, they have a great concept.
I would disagree.
Three,
I would say Puppet Master
based off
2
of
and
the
3.
Divine Comedy. One, it's Dante's
it
Descent into
yeah.
Hell.
Watched
Puppet
and
Master
I was watching
1.
The movie in the theater
that
with
movie
my
looks
wife.
Like a sci-fi original like, from 1990. Like a Tales from the Dark Side episode that just...
Yeah, this is Dante's Inferno. This
is
fucking just, badass. Because I didn't
now,
really
see...
Toulon's
Revenge?
It first.
Now that shit's
I think
badass.
The
way
I
that they go through
Puppet
it and the way that they move through the catacombs and whatnot...
Okay.
I feel
exactly
like Puppet Master 2
comedy,
was a rehash,
a
like
bridge.
Doing
so
Puppet Master
the exact same
better.
Copy.
My wife gave me this
yes, and honestly, that's why I liked
really
Puppet Master 2
yeah.
better because
yes,
it felt
yes,
like
exactly.
The
that's
concept. I sat down and read that whole
oh, dude, it
with
a,
it yeah. just being something else. And then number 3 was
oh yeah, and especially if you kind of
we actually got
that
watch
preview right in the beginning of each canto,
yeah, create the puppets, yeah,
Six Shooter, and it was so much easier.
But the Puppet Master series is another one that's gone far too long.
I read that book while marathon
the
listening to
Megadeth. How is that?
You know
Super
they're bad when you got
fucking
Corey
fantastic.
Film.
Super 8's one
it's
of those
so
ones we were talking about earlier where you don't
convoluted.
See the creature until the end.
I yes. think that's why they made a video game out of it and
the
not
Descent.
A movie. And As Above,
oh,
So Below
dude,
is, I
hands
think, is a
down.
Right? Yeah.
That's so
think,
great.
You know what?
As Above, So Below,
we
I want to see it, but I haven't been able to find it.
This is true.
Okay, As Above, So Below, it was one of those things where
I love that movie for
see, but the problem
is
like the video game,
for instance, had a great way of moving
where they don't shake
the fucking
camera
so much that it makes you nauseous.
Two, they
this.
Have a great concept behind it,
mm-hmm.
and the
three,
book, on the other hand, was much more
the divine
an
exploratory.
It's Dante's Descent
hell.
Into
yeah.
Hell,
you know.
And I was watching the movie in the theater with
below.
My wife, and
as
I was
where
like,
the video game was much more. Yeah. You're dead, but you
yeah,
have
this
to
is Dante's Inferno. This fucking badass.
So you can get
because
fuck
I didn't really.
It was a
first.
Great way to go about it,
but
I don't know
the
if
way that
the
they
game.
Go through
see,
it,
I've already
and the
got
way that they move through the catacombs and whatnot, and that's fair.
It, you know.
And
it's
I'm going to
exactly
say, let's
like
say that
the Divine Comedy.
Oh yeah, totally.
Only
yeah,
As Above, So Below
so,
had the exact same copy.
My wife gave
Dark
Floors. I have not
seen
it. The Evil Dead series, fucking fantastic.
Yes, exactly. I sat down and read that whole fucking
remake
was
great. The whole
oh yeah, and especially if you kind
of
read that little preview right at the beginning of each canto.
Yeah.
Kind of
Dracula,
outlines what the
Apollo
fuck you're getting
13?
Into.
Yeah.
It makes it so much easier.
You can follow it easier.
No. You're thinking of
so
Apollo 11.
I read that book.
Oh, no, no.
Apollo 13
yes.
is
how
the
is
moon
that
monster.
Yeah. Quarantine, fucking great. Seven.
It's so
yes.
Convoluted.
Mama, I have.
I think that's why they made a video game
virus?
Out of it and not a movie. And As Above,
if
So Below.
If you watch
is,
Mama,
as
you'll
as
realize
you
how much influence
think,
he actually had going into it.
We
because
know
the same
guy
who
writes.
Worked on the new
this
it.
This is true.
Worked on
I
Mama.
Think the three of
okay,
us could write
great.
That into a movie. Mama is one I'm
see, but the problem is like the video
got,
game, for instance, had a great way of moving the character through as to why do we give a shit that
you're so I'm like putting yourself under this. These are great. Because now this year's
the book, on the other hand, was much more more of right. exploratory
okay, so
hell,
could have been better, you know, and we're not going to get to talk
find out
about
all there
these,
was below. As where the video game
depth,
was much
we'll
more
have to save it
you're
for
dead
something else. So I'm going
to
get through
the
these
side,
and I want
to
talk
to
you about
to
something
Satan,
we've talked
so
about
you can
off the air.
Out.
But I think
it was
we
a
need
great
to
way to go about
it.
I don't know if you've played the game.
See, I've okay, already so could have been better. Number one, Nightbreed. We talked about.
And that's
follows, you
know, and I'm going to say, let's save that.
Just about every oh, yeah, Stephen totally. King movie.
As above, so below. Holy shit! I will let you
with
on my Blu-ray.
With a few exceptions.
Dark Floors,
I have
a
not
few
seen.
Exceptions, but I didn't.
The Evil Dead series, fucking fantastic, including the remake.
I really liked the remake.
The remake.
Don't get me wrong. I have a soft spot for a lot of Stephen King movies.
Silence of the Lambs. I'm trying to get to this because we're running out of time.
Oh no!
Silence of the Lambs. Fuck
yes.
American Werewolf in
Apollo
Paris. Not necessarily horror, but a great
No, 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 no. You're thinking of Apollo.
American Werewolf in
Oh,
London.
No, no.
Apollo
13.
Yes, yes.
The moon monster.
Yeah.
Was
amazing.
It? Okay.
Quarantine. Fucking great.
Yeah,
Seven.
Oh,
oh, yeah, yeah. It's Mama, The Howling.
I have not watched it.
Okay, I will
Virus?
Disagree with that. I love The Howling.
If you watch Mama, you'll realize how much influence he actually had going
frame of reference at that point.
Because the same guy who worked on the new It, I was like, worked on Mama.
And, okay, and I fucking I have a feeling that if I re-watch
Mama is
it,
one I'm saving
for
Halloween.
I've got
yeah,
I,
she
it's
turns
one
into
I
a werewolf chinchilla at the end.
And,
it's not that
collected.
Impressive.
Yeah, that's
yet watched.
Right.
So
I'm like pulling them out. Okay,
so,
the movie up
great,
until that
not,
this year is going to be all
fantastic.
Horror movies. I've
but
not
that
seen.
Last
scene
right.
just which is great. Okay, so could have been better, and we're not going to get to talk about these.
They ran out
of
something.
Sense in depth. We'll have to save it for something else. So I'm going
to
get through these, and I want to talk to you about something that we've talked about off the air.
Are you referencing
we need
the original
move
or
it,
the remake?
It's going to be fun.
Island
okay,
of
so could have been
no,
better.
No, no,
number one, Nightbreed. We've talked about.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Friday
follows,
the 13th
talked about,
for me, the original.
Just about every Stephen
a lot
King
to be
movie.
Desired.
Yes, could
the
have
remake,
been better.
On the other hand, mm-hmm.
with
I've enjoyed
a few exceptions.
Very much.
The
a
remake
few exceptions, but I didn't feel that
but
we
again,
had long time enough of them therein to segregate them out. Don't get me wrong. I have a soft spot for a lot of Stephen King's movies, but a lot of them could have been better.
Fight. Oh, no, I completely agree.
Part 4 is a shit movie.
Let's see. American Werewolf
is
Friday 13th.
Paris. Out of the
Friday
could
the
13th have been
past. Should not have been. Okay.
American
Werewolf in London.
So it's kind of one of those things where it's like it was up in...
Oh, was it? Okay.
Friday the 13th has always been one of those.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When I was growing up,
The Howling. Okay,
fan
I will disagree with that. I love The Howling. I saw it when
I was
Freddy, like 9 years old.
With a Jason back
frame of
like
reference at that point
because
I saw it when I was 26.
Because honestly,
yeah.
like,
of
yeah. the
three, and I have a feeling that if I rewatched it, I
you know,
would probably
Pepe
be less
just
enthused about
do
it.
Yeah,
it
she
it's
turns
one
into a werewolf chinchilla at the end. It's
Jason
not that
is
Jason.
Yeah, that's again, I think
much
will,
more
the movie up until
that
you will find if you watch more of the Halloween movies. But that last scene just. You might become more.
Yeah.
Of
it's like,
Michael
did they run
Myers
out of money?
And
they,
that's
they
ran out of.
For me, they always bored me.
They ran out
of
something.
Everything. Yeah. I will actually suggest. Okay, so, The Island of Dr. Moreau.
I would agree.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because yeah, we're
are you referencing
Pet Sematary
2
have not
remake?
Seen because Edward
Furlong Island of Dr. Moreau
no Friday
the
13th Omen again
oh,
original
Friday the
13th
for me
original.
The original
okay,
could
yes,
have
I,
been better
I will agree on the original
the remake on the other hand
does
I have enjoyed
everything that the
very
original
much.
The remake
could
is great
not do
yeah.
yes. but
Friday
again
the 13th,
long time
the Shrine have
yeah,
not seen
Friday
Hell
the 13th
yes, could have been better.
God.
A series of Cabin Fever you've got on here.
No,
I
Cabin Fever
I
and Cabin in the Woods are two different movies. Cabin Fever
is
the one where the teenagers go out and get sick
part
by bad
four
water.
Part 4 is,
yeah,
right, could have been better. They did a remake of it, which is
past
surprising that's
two.
Supposed to be good. Okay, Cloverfield. I will disagree.
So it's
kind
of one of those things where
I don't think it's amazing, but I don't think
Friday the 13th has always been one of those movie series where it's like when I was growing up, you were either
right
a fan of Jason,
or
my
13 Ghosts,
Myers, or you were a fan of Freddy.
Again, I will argue that
I was a Freddy.
I thought it was fantastic
with the Jason
I like
backer,
that movie.
Michael Myers, I
but
think
again,
has
as far as horror movies are concerned,
because honestly,
it's
of the
kind
three,
of janky,
and it's a little, you know, Pepe Le Pew.
It's almost a touch cliche.
In a Shatner mask.
And it hits a lot
Jason
of those monsters.
Jason is
like,
monster.
You know, if
you
played this up much
more
better,
creative.
Maybe kills.
I
think you will find if you watched more of the Halloween movies.
I would be a little bit more impressed.
You might
but
become
the whole
more of a
father
Myers
with a dead
fan.
Wife.
And
that's
and
fair.
For me, they always
there.
Bored me to tears when I was a kid.
An asshole
I will actually suggest.
Whatever.
Gives you a giant fucking mansion that. As well.
Okay,
you've
we'll
never
talk about it.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, wait a minute.
Because, yeah, we'll get into it. Pet Sematary 2 have not seen
here.
Because Edward
yeah,
Furlong.
Your uncle in another country wants
Omen,
to give you
again,
$1 billion.
Or
all he needs is your social security number.
Honestly, I will agree that the story could have been better.
Does everything.
And that's
that
what I'm talking
original,
about.
But
the effects were really good for the time.
The effects were really good.
Shrine
have
not seen.
I think the story was strong, but
yes,
could have been done with.
Cabin
Fever, you've got on here.
Yes,
no,
Cabin
there
Fever
wasn't
and Cabin in the Woods are two different movies. Cabin
story,
Fever is
guys,
the one where
like,
the teenagers go
all
out
this
and get
happens,
sick
let's
by
get
bad
them into
water.
The house and
yeah.
start the scary.
Could have
right.
been better.
Could have
been.
They did a but the concept of you can see ghosts, but you have
good.
To wear the glasses.
Cloverfield, pretty awesome.
I
and the ghosts themselves.
On Cloverfield,
cool.
I don't
pretty
think it's amazing,
cool.
but
pretty
I
damn cool. But again, it left
some of them really fucking scary. Other some of them
could be right in the middle.
See my
13 ghosts.
The fucking
again, I will argue that I thought it was fantastic.
I like that movie.
Again, these are
the
things.
But again, as
far
as horror
last
movies
on the
are
list,
concerned,
Deep Blue Sea, yeah, could have been a lot
janky.
Better. But
and it's
that's
a little,
one that had a really strong story.
Yes,
could have done
a touch cliche.
Better with effects.
And it hits
like
a lot
I'm
of those
ahead
markers.
And elaborate
like,
on that one just a little
you know,
bit before we move
this
on.
Up a little better and
Deep Blue Sea. When I first
on
when that movie
house,
was coming out, I was really big into Resident Evil.
Father
the very
with
first
dead
game,
wife and, his
and
dead
so
wife
I saw
a giant tank with giant monster shark swimming around in a laboratory-like thing, and I
gives
was like,
you a giant fucking mansion as well. He's never met you. It's like
no movie.
Okay,
no.
Wait a minute, you're being set up, dude.
And that's
this is
since you brought up Resident Evil. That's
yeah,
a movie.
Your uncle,
a movie
talk
series
wants to give
about
you
$1 billion.
That
all he needs is your social security number.
Honestly, I think and I will agree that the story could have been better. The first
and that's
movie,
what I'm talking
I
about.
Saw the first
but
two.
The effects were really good
the
for the time.
The effects were really good, and I think the story was strong.
You played
but
the Resident Evil
could have done
oh,
with
dude.
Yeah,
when
so
that passed when two.
Yes,
I
there
got,
wasn't enough.
Back when video
story
because it
right?
was like
10 years.
All
ago.
This happens. Let's get into the house.
I lived
and start the scary
right.
just down the block from one. I
but
and
the concept of
PlayStation,
you can see ghosts, but
and
you
I
have
went
to wear
there
glasses,
looking for a new game to play.
Pretty awesome.
Resident and
Evil.
The ghosts themselves,
I put it
pretty
in.
Cool.
Pretty goddamn cool.
Pretty damn cool. But again, it
and
left
some
a
of them
lot
really fucking
ago.
Scary.
Shut up.
Oh, other some of them. It's about to become a horror movie in here. Okay, so I got the game
right,
home,
like, yeah, okay.
put it in.
Again, these are the
started
things.
Playing
it's like
it.
The story
I ran into
last
on
the
first
room where
Deep
you meet
Blue
the
first
Sea.
Zombie.
Yeah, could have been a lot better.
Shut it
but,
off.
Yes.
That's one that had
called
a really strong
best
story.
Friend
yes.
said you
could have
come
done
right
better
now.
With
right.
I'm, like
he came I'm gonna
over,
go ahead and
elaborate on that one just a little bit before we move on.
We did not sleep.
Deep Blue Sea when I first when that movie was coming out
outside of going to work.
I was really big into
for
Resident
the
Evil.
Next month.
The
it
very
took
first
us that long to get
and
through.
And so
it.
I saw,
but,
giant
oh my god, it was so worth it. By the time we got
shark,
through it, we learned
around
Resident, 2,
like thing,
Resident Evil
was
2
like,
was about to drop.
Yep.
This is Resident
I dude, saved. I had been
shit.
Renting the PlayStation.
And that's,
I went
no,
out
no.
since you brought up Resident Evil
specifically.
A movie series
about Resident Evil.
We got Resident Evil 1, played it all the way through. Again,
failed so
bad.
So
and when
potential.
We finished
Resident Evil
the
2
first
dropped,
movie, I saw the first
that,
two.
And
I
it took us
in
another
others,
month,
and
no.
I don't throw it
see,
all to
you. And that was the thing for me. The same concept.
Played the Resident
I
Evil
played
series.
One through
oh,
with my
dude,
buddy Drew.
Yes. When
so
that
fuck out of
when,
us.
Managed
to get
I got
from the
back
it,
when
and
video
then two had just
thing.
Dropped.
Right,
a buddy of ours had it, so we got to see a little bit of
I lived just
by
down
the
block
time I got
from
my hands
one,
on two, I had an
got a PlayStation,
how the game played
and
work.
I went there looking
so
for
I was
a new
able
game to play, and they had
two.
Resident Evil.
I think it only took
I
me
put
like
it in.
That was 9 hours collective play.
Now we were
20
we were shut up.
Came out, and number three, I beat
it's about to become a horror movie in here. Okay, so I got. And
got
that's
home,
three was when
put
the
it in
again,
started
like
playing
movies,
it.
I made it into
series
the first
really
room.
I will
you
say,
the first
I loved
zombie,
three, but
shut it off.
Yeah.
Now the
yes.
movie series
called my best friend, oh, said you need to come over.
The first one was the
right
closest
right?
to the actual game.
He came over.
And I don't
I
know.
We started the game.
They
it's,
didn't just
we
take
did
the
not
game
sleep
and put it together
it's
or do
been a
anything
bitch of
outside
mine
of going to work
Silent Hill.
For the next
dude, did you
month.
Ever play
it took
the
us
Silent
that
Hill
long
game?
To get
no,
through
but
it.
My buddy
oh,
didn't
oh my god, it was so worth
the
it. By the time we got through it, we learned Resident
amazing.
2,
was
Resident
was
Evil 2 was
on.
About
was
to drop.
I was
yep.
hoping a Silent Hill.
I saved. I had been renting a PlayStation. I went out and bought a PlayStation specifically to get Resident Evil 2.
Back
we
then,
got Resident Evil 1,
it was
played
amazing.
It all the way
it was
through
a new type of horror.
Again.
It was
yeah.
a supernatural
and when we finished, Resident Evil
2
dropped.
What the fuck
we started
was
playing
on,
that,
and, they never
and it
really
took us another
it.
Month
yeah. Silent Hill is just really fucked
and that
up
was the
town.
Thing for me, the same concept.
That's it.
I played mm-hmm. one through
and
with my buddy Drew.
In the movie, they do kind of explain it, which
managed
is fine.
Managed to get through that bucket because, after you know, marathoning it, and then two had just dropped.
Yeah, you've got to have some sort of exposition. So otherwise, you know, if you've got, if all this shit is happening and you don't have a reason,
I had an understanding
about
it. A lot of people
lose your
viewers. But with number one, the movie was beautifully done. It was almost fucking perfect.
No, we were. Number three
it was close enough
out,
to where I don't.
And number three, I beat that fucker
the second
the very
Silent
first
Hill
night
movie
after I rented it from Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
In
3 hours.
Would like very much to.
And that's
somebody.
Three was one
I,
of the series.
I am fortunate in that I
the series
started
really
the second one.
I will say
I don't
loved
plan
three,
to.
Don't, but don't,
I think
it.
Now the movie
I
series,
think the first one is.
Now there was a
movie
on there
that
closest to
the
actual game. There was a movie you didn't have on your list, and I want to know why.
They didn't just take.
I don't know that I would consider it amazing.
It might have just been a running.
It could have.
Because look at what happened.
I don't consider it amazing. But
dude,
I think
did you ever play the Silent Hill games?
No, but my buddy did and told me all about
The
Ring. The
very first movie for
you know,
Silent
it's
Hill
funny.
Was fucking amazing.
One of the main
no, I've seen The Ring. It's not funny at all.
I was one of the main reasons, for me, I think that movie would fall.
I mean, the games in and of themselves
probably
in love it. Kind of janky,
because I do love that movie. I think the reason
it was
I didn't
amazing.
Make it to my
it
list was because when I was initially shooting
was
these ideas off my wife, she was
thriller
type
that
down
you didn't
for me.
Understand what
I believe
fuck
I shot
on
the ring
and they never really explain it.
But
yeah.
She was
Silent
like,
Hill
is just
like
a really
the
fucked
Grudge?
Up
like,
town.
No, they're different.
That's
very
it.
Different.
Totally different.
But
and
in the movie, they do kind of
explain
it,
like,
which is
have you
fine.
Seen the ring? And she's
because,
like, no.
You know, most
like,
people won't
go
into the game.
Yeah, you've
got to
have some sort of exposition. Otherwise, you know, if you've got if all this shit is happening and you don't have a reason.
And she
you
really
lose,
a lot of people
lose
will
your
walk
viewers.
Away.
Yeah.
About
but with
ones,
number one, the
I went
movie
saw it in
was
theaters with
beautifully
my mother.
Done.
It was
and
almost
we got
fucking
home
perfect.
From the
theater
I saw it in
almost.
Theaters with your mother too.
And
right?
It was close enough to where I
still see movies a lot.
The second Silent Hill movie.
Only during Pet Cemetery when some jerk screams behind
right?
somebody.
But no, it was funny. I got home from the theater and
I've never seen the second one.
And my mom looked at me and she was like,
don't.
I think you're answering that shit.
I think you're going to pick it up. I was like, fuck,
now, there was a movie on there that...
7 days, 9 nights.
There was a movie that did that on the list and I want to know
but,
why.
No, that movie
I don't know that
kind of
I would consider
it
amazing.
It might have just...
Another horror
it
movie that should be on the list. I don't consider it amazing.
Under
but
amazing.
But I think is
pretty
goddamn
Scream.
Good.
The first Scream.
And that is The Ring. And here's
you
why.
You know, it's funny.
I'll give you a loved if I don't know.
One of the main
no, I've seen The Ring. It's not funny
here's
at all.
Why I would find
one of the main reasons, and for me, I think that movie would fall
and turns
probably
and
loved it.
And then
because
the twist
I do
is,
love
that
movie. I think the reason it didn't make it to my list was because when I
but
was initially shooting
is,
these ideas
kind of
off my wife and she was one typing
because
down
that was
for
right
me,
at that start
I believe I shot the ring
violence
at her,
in movies and TVs
but
is
she was like, isn't that like that
go,
movie The Grudge?
You know,
I was like, no, they're different.
Stuff.
Right.
And very this movie is totally different.
But I'll let you pass
so,
on that.
For me,
she's like,
the story was fantastic.
Okay. So we went out
problem with
the ring.
Series
I showed it to her actually like
just kept
2 weeks ago or something. And it got very campy too.
It did.
And she really liked
though,
it too. The thing I loved about The Ring was I went and saw it in theaters with my mother.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the whole
I
and we got home from
thing.
The theater.
I saw
that
it in
day.
Theaters with
the
your
mother.
I know what you did last
night.
Summer was really good.
The first movie.
The second one was just. It, you're
pees yourself too, I guess.
Yeah. that's why I like
it. Only during Pet Cemetery when some jerk screams behind
right?
it.
Basically. But no, it was funny. We got home from the theater and the fucking phone rang.
And my mom looked at me.
Have
and
you
she
seen
was like,
Haunted House?
You're answering.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. You gotta pick it up. I was like, it was a wonderful.
The whole thing with Annabelle.
Yes. 7 days, my nuts.
That was beautiful because again, rain strike again.
Yeah.
Another wonderful.
No, that movie just kind of slipped.
It's,
it kind of fell through the gray crack.
Another horror
okay,
movie
we are running
that
out of time
on the list.
I quickly want to
under amazing. You and I is
that was
Scream. The first Scream. We've talked about it, I think,
and here's
one. You and I have talked about bringing back our movie commentary. Here's
a
twist.
We
want to
watch
it takes some of our favorite
trope.
Horror movies
in slasher horror movies.
Just horror movies in general
and
dissect them.
Head.
Talk about
yeah.
why, what
and
makes them
the
good, what makes
is,
them bad
is that
and stuff. And we've talked about watching originals and reboots.
But the beauty
yes.
is
in comparing
it's
and contrasting.
Fun
so it's something
right
we've talked about. I think we need to
violence
and figure out
and
you start doing it. And I think we need to get a panel
you know,
and
become
here.
More violent.
Yes. Not just
right.
the two of us.
And this
I think
movie
we need
said,
at least two more people.
Yeah.
So for me, the story
we can figure
was
out who
off the air. But I love doing the commentaries. I miss doing them. And I think this will be a nice twist because
it did. I will say
you and
that
I are big horror movie, just fans of the genre, and I think we
it's
could
kind of like the whole I know
pull up some interesting stuff.
Like,
I Know What You Did Last Summer was really good. The first
and,
one,
and
the second
just
one,
just have
just,
a ball just dissecting them,
yeah. Yeah.
And probably like, bring back some of the tropes of the first viewing where we're
because they basically were making
and I'm okay with that too because some movies
deserve to be mocked.
They got it coming.
Have you seen
you know?
So that's it for
oh,
us.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you for listening to
that was a wonderful
podcast. The whole thing with Annabelle.
We'll
see you
yes.
next week. We might
it
not
was
have
beautiful
Jim
because
for
again
he's
the Wayans strike again
yes.
with another wonderful comedic
debut.
It's
a fantastic which is fantastic. Okay, we are running out of time.
Very best of luck.
I quickly want to mention this because you and I promised he will try and record it so we will be able to see it. We've talked about
Samantha
I think we need
was
to
out of town this
it.
Week.
You
so
and I have talked about
back next week and
bringing back
we'll
our movie
Bryce.
Commentaries, but with
nah.
a quick
nah.
some of our favorite
see you guys.
Horror movies, or later. Just horror movies in general, and dissect them. Talk about
yeah.
why, what makes them good, what makes them bad, and stuff. And we've talked about watching originals and reboots.
Yes,
and comparing and contrasting. So it's something we've talked about. I think we need to figure out and start doing it. And I think we need to get a panel in here.
Yes.
Not just the two of us. I think we need at least two more people to pull it off.
Well, I think...
we can figure out who yeah, off the air, but...
I'm not
going to
worry about it.
I love doing the commentaries.
Oh, yeah.
I miss doing them, and I think this will be a nice twist because you and I are big horror movie,
oh, yeah.
just fans of the genre, and I think we could pull up some interesting stuff. Stuff I've never seen, stuff you've never seen, and just have a ball just dissecting them.
Fuck yeah.
And probably bring back some of the tropes of the first viewing where we're mocking them.
And I'm okay with that too, because some movies
deserve to be mocked.
They got it coming, you know?
So that's it for us. Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. We'll see you about next week. We might not have Jim for a while. He's preparing for his big theatric debut.
Which is awesome.
Which is fantastic. So we wish him the very best of luck. Can't wait. He has promised he will try and record it. So
yes.
we will be able to see it. Samantha was out of town this week. So hopefully she'll be back next week. And maybe we'll get Bryce.
Nah.
See you guys.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.